presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network. BYU Cougars basketball is on the air.
To Hall, deep three. Got it! Down the ball!
This is Cougar Pregame Live, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union. Mountain America, guiding members forward for more than 80 years. To get you ready for BYU and Central Arkansas, here's your host, Jason Shepherd.
Good evening, BYU basketball fans. Welcome into Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Tonight, the new look BYU Cougars begin a highly anticipated season against the Central Arkansas Bears. And what a pleasure it is to be bringing you pregame coverage of a brand new season of BYU basketball. Look, the amount of change with this team is something we have not seen often. It starts at the top with a brand new head coach in Kevin Young, who replaces Mark Pope, who left for the Kentucky job. And there were a few tense days after Coach Pope left, but BYU administrators went to work and landed a home run in former NBA assistant coach and associate head coach with the Suns, Kevin Young. Coach Young brought in a staff filled with experience, both collegiately, professionally, and with recruiting. Former assistant Chris Burgess returns after a two-year trip to the University of Utah. Coach Young has also added assistants Will Voigt, Brandon Dunson, John Linehan, and Tim Fanning, not to mention a chief of staff, a director of recruiting, and several developmental coaches and grad assistants. Then there's the new players. Oh, yeah, all of the new players that are here. BYU has added 8 new players via transfer or out of high school. BYU's first ever 5-star recruit, Russian stud Yegor Demin, a projected top 10 pick in next year's NBA draft, comes to Provo after playing for Real Madrid in the youth ranks, while another potential first-round draft pick in freshman Cannon Catchings, who decommitted from Purdue to play for BYU. And let's also not forget the players who chose to stay at BYU. Dallin Hall, Richie Saunders, Dawson Baker, Foos, Trevin Nell, and others had a decision to make, but decided being a Cougar was best for them. And it goes without saying that this year's team is filled with the most high-profile players this program has ever seen. So buckle up, everybody, because this is going to be a fun ride this college basketball season. And talking about all these new players, one of the new players that arrived in Provo during the offseason was Max Triplett. The former Snow College Badger is pumped to be a Cougar, something he has always dreamed of. And I asked him how his excitement level is this year versus other seasons.
It's really high. I mean, there's a lot of hype around BYU basketball, especially here in Utah. Growing up in Utah, you know, I grew up a huge BYU fan, and so that excitement just kind of built my whole life. I've always, you know, dreamed about playing in BYU as a kid. And so finally getting the chance to be here and then having this hype of there's all these dudes on this team, we're going to have such a good year. I think it's, one, well-deserved. I think we're ready for the season, but it's just so exciting to be here to get to experience all of it.
So for those that don't know a lot about your background, you grew up in Huntsville, correct? So up near Ogden. You go to Snow for 2 years, and then you get the opportunity to come to BYU. You said it was your dream school. What was that moment like when you realized that you're about to live this dream that you had always wanted?
Honestly, it's pretty surreal. You said it, right? I've always wanted to come here. I dreamed about coming here. And so getting a call from Coach Young and sitting down with Coach Young and Coach Burgess, and then sending that invitation to me, I was like, is this real? You know, am I dreaming? Got to pinch myself a little bit. But it was pretty surreal. But at the same time, I worked super hard to get here, right? I put in so many hours in the gym, in the weight room, training. It was a really good feeling to feel all that be worth it, I guess, in the end.
Well, and it's not like you're coming in as the only new player. There are so many things new. We talked about the coaching staff and whatnot. How has everybody adapted to all of the newness of this year?
I think everybody's adapted really well. I think something about this team that's super special that I haven't seen in a lot of other teams is our ability to come together. The team unity is amazing, honestly, for only being around each other for a few months. And so being able to come together and everybody just put their head down to work is pretty cool. There's not a lot of guys saying, like, oh, I'm the best. I've been here the longest, and so I deserve this and this and this. Everybody's just working together, and our goal together is to win. And so whatever that looks like, you know, everybody's pretty humble and ready to do whatever it takes to win, which I think is great.
You mentioned the word humble, and that's one of the things just in talking with guys and coaches throughout the offseason. There's a lot of hype, and there's a lot of high-profile players who have come into this program. But from talking to everybody, nobody's acting entitled. How much does that help the situation with all of the changes going on that everybody has had that type of attitude?
Understanding that not everything's going to be given to us, right? Just because we have hype, just because we have a lot of good dudes on the team, just because we play at BYU doesn't mean we're going to win, doesn't mean, you know, we're going to win the Big 12 or win a national championship, right? And so I think everybody coming in and having that work ethic has helped us have humility and just understanding, hey, you know, I got to work harder than everybody else to win and to be where we want to be. And I think that comes from everybody's individual backgrounds, just working hard and putting in all the effort required to get to BYU. They could see within themselves that it's, you know, it's all about humility. It's all about working harder than everybody else. And so I think that transitioned very well. As you mentioned, the coaching staff leads by example. So I think that's been really big too. You know, the coaches are super humble. Coach Young is a super humble guy. He's just coming in and he's getting ready to work. He's not saying, you know, I know the best because I was in the NBA last year, right? And we're all learning from each other. This is such a good environment.
What role do you anticipate playing? What have they talked to you about? Is it a we'll see as the season goes? I mean, what do you bring to the court?
Thinking about what I bring to the court, it's definitely transitioned from where I was last year, right? Being at Snow College, a junior college versus a high major D1 basketball program, there's a ton of differences. And so I've had to get used to a lot of things, right? And I think the biggest thing I can bring to the court is just energy and effort. Whenever I get on the floor, I'm giving my 100% all. That's just kind of who I am as a person. I always like to give my best. And so as I'm still transitioning a little bit, still learning here and there, just little things, of where to be in a specific player, how to do this or how to do this. It's just a little bit different than what I'm used to. Me being consistent and being coachable is what I think I can bring to effort, as well as I love the weight room. I love being in there, and so I'm a pretty big physical guy. I think that presence could help our team on the floor this year. As far as roles go, I mean, we kind of talked about it a little bit already. Everybody's willing to do whatever it takes to win, and so that's kind of the mindset is we want to win. And so we haven't had a lot of talk of who's going to be doing specifically what yet, but whatever it takes to win is what we'll be doing.
You mentioned going from Snow to BYU, and it's not just that change, but you're jumping from Snow to, and I don't even know if we should say arguably, the best basketball conference right. in the country in the right. Big 12. How excited are you for that jump?
I almost can't explain it right. I went from last year watching and filling out a bracket with all these teams I'm going to be playing against, and then this year, yeah, I'm playing against them, right? I'm on one of those teams. Again, it's a little bit surreal, but at the same time, it's okay. Basketball is basketball, right? The game doesn't really change that much. The game is still the same in the end, but the competition level effort you have to put in is a little bit different. So I'm really grateful for Snow and what it taught me. Junior college doesn't get a great rep all the time. I love junior college. I think I played some of the top players in junior college in program at Snow, and that was really competitive, and that helped me to get to here, to be ready somewhat, yeah. Right? I can't fully be ready for, you know, something I've never done before. But to kind of have a little bit of experience walking in, knowing a little bit about, okay, this is what's going to happen and all that.
All right, let's talk just briefly about away from basketball, about you personally. What do you like to do? What type of personality do you have? I mean, when you're not playing basketball, what are you doing?
Like you mentioned at the beginning, I'm from Huntsville, Utah. Everybody's like, where is that? Right? So it's a super small town kid growing up. So I grew up in the outdoors, yeah. Really. You know, there's a lake 5 minutes from my house. So I grew up going to the lake. I love camping, hunting, fishing, all that kind of stuff. The biggest thing about me is I love my family. I love spending time with them. And so if I'm not on the court or in the weight room doing something, I'm always either with my wife or spending time with those I love. Usually that involves some kind of sporting event or being outside doing that, but just spending time, quality time with people I love is kind of what I'm all about.
And how long have you been married?
I've been married just over a year.
So still in the honeymoon phase. And let's, you know, this is an opportunity for you to give your wife a shout out. What's her name?
Her name's Autumn. Love you, Autumn.
But, very good, very good.
Yep, hopefully goal is to be in the honeymoon stage forever, right? But it's been the best year of my life so far. It's taught me a lot of invaluable lessons, I think, have helped me transition phase in life as well as come to BYU, just grow as a person. So I'm really grateful for being married, my wife.
All right, last thing. For someone that grew up being a BYU fan and wanting to play for BYU your entire life, now that you're here, what type of emotions do you expect when you are able to take the floor at the Marriott Center in a regular season game with a BYU uniform on?
It's just gratitude. Being able to look up to all those players that played before me, you know, as a kid looking up to them, like, I want to be like that one day. And then realizing that I could be that person for somebody else is really humbling experience, as well as it makes me full of gratitude for one, the coaches believing me enough to invite me here to be here, but as well as, you know, I got to put my best foot forward to help other kids that were just like me, that needed a push, that needed some kind of role model to look up to. I think that's kind of what's going to happen, just gratitude and honestly just excitement too. Being out on the floor is an amazing feeling.
Max, thank you so much for taking a few minutes. Good luck. I'm excited for you to be able to live your dream. So thanks for doing this. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. That's Max Triplett, one of the brand new players for the BYU Cougars tonight. Coming up next, we will head next door to the Marriott Center. It's our courtside conversation with Mark Durant, one of many this season. I'm looking forward to it. Cougar Pregame Live continues in a moment on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Jason Shepherd with more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to Cougar Pregame Live. Jason Shepherd with you in our BYU radio studios in Provo, Utah. It's time for our courtside conversation. And joining me now from the Marriott Center, site of tonight's BYU basketball game versus Central Arkansas, one of my favorite people on the planet, he is the great Mark Durant. Hello, Mark. How are you tonight?
Jason Shepherd, my friend. Man, I miss you, buddy. I'm just, this basketball stuff is exciting, but the fact that I get to now talk to you regularly is even more exciting.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't believe a word of it, but I'm going to take it as if it's gospel. So I thank you so much.
You know, Jason, I was thinking about this. I don't know a bigger sports fan for you, and you just have this overwhelming cornucopia of choices. Now you got your hockey. Now you add hockey to you. You got your Chiefs. You got your Jazz. You got the Cougars. All the Cougars. And man, you just must be in heaven about this time of year when you got all that going on.
I am in heaven right now. Check back with me, however, late Saturday night, and we'll see how things are going. All right, let's.
That's the one we all care about.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's look. The excitement level for this team this year is beyond anything we could have ever imagined. How would you characterize the offseason for BYU Hoops? And remember, we do not have 6 hours to answer this question.
I'll try to keep it to just a couple hours then. Listen, I'm a BYU guy, as you know. My earliest memories are in this building watching my brother play. And there's been some great, great teams and great players that have come through here. So don't get me wrong, but I've never seen anything like this offseason. And what Coach Young coming in and the way he was hired, and BYU fully and utterly committing to, you know, being a player in college basketball by hiring Coach Young in an expedited manner for BYU, with the money and the resources that he needs to be successful. And then he's just gone out and overperformed by every metric. And the players that he's brought in, that he's bringing in, how can you not be just over the moon as a Cougar fan? Just have never seen anything like it before. Now, the only thing left for him to do for me is to show me how he can coach a college basketball game, because this will be somewhat new for him. Obviously, he's super knowledgeable about the game. I'm not concerned about that, but it's different. I mean, I just excited to see him perform as a coach and figure it out. And there'll probably be some growing pains for him, I imagine. But, man, what he's done and what BYU's done and everybody involved, the administration, the athletic department, boosters, whatever you want to say, everybody has stepped up to the plate. And that's why you have so much excitement around this team, because this team looks awesome and the future looks just blindingly bright.
Yeah, I couldn't disagree with anything you just said there. I mean, you're spot on with your take on the level of, I'm trying to think of the right word here. I mean, just all in for what is best for the program to be successful. And I'm talking all in from a coaching standpoint. I'm talking about all in from an administration standpoint. they are all in on making BYU the place to go if you want to be developed into a professional basketball player, and that is just an awesome thing to be talking about. And when Coach Young said it in his introductory press conference, I think most people just sort of pushed it aside. Oh, that's something you need to say. But now to see what he has done in an extremely short period of time to what you were saying is remarkable.
Well, yeah, you could count on maybe one hand the number of NBA players BYU's had in 20, 30 years. And it's not because BYU has not had very unbelievably talented guys, but the reality is in the NBA you have to meet some certain physical metrics for them to really give you a chance. And that's been the difficulty in getting guys into the NBA. Now you've got guys like Yegor and Cannon and so many of these recruits that have the prototypical NBA bodies. They're 6'9", they can shoot, they can dribble, they can do it all. And the ability to bring that in, and that just doesn't happen. I mean, part of it is obviously Coach Young and his experience in the NBA and his connections, and he can look a guy in the eye and say, yeah, I worked with Kevin Durant on this, and he has those relationships. And so that's exciting for young men to hear that they know they're going to a place with a guy that is 100% familiar with the NBA, what the NBA wants, what they expect, and has the connections. That's a huge selling point. So, and once you get the ball rolling, Jason, that's the hard part. It's that big stone that you've got to move, and it's almost impossible, it seems. But once you get it going, and I always, looked at Gonzaga with a little bit of jealousy because they had got the stone rolling, and they were a team like BYU that you wouldn't expect to be a player in the NBA, but they've been able to bring in guys, develop them, have success as a program, get guys into the NBA. Once you do that, then guys know this is a place where I can go and have that opportunity that they can win games and can get to the NBA. Because really that's what most of these guys want. They want to win games, have a good experience, get to the NBA. And BYU has shown now that they're fully committed to providing that opportunity for guys. We'll see how it goes, but certainly every indication so far has been BYU is on that track, and the big giant boulder is starting to move.
What do you, in a game like this where, look, you're favored by, I think it was 34 points was the latest line I saw for this game tonight. Not just tonight, though, but through non-conference, as you prepare yourself for year two in the Big 12, what are some of the questions you want answered? What are the things that you're going to be paying attention to over these next couple of weeks heading into, Big 12 play at the end of December?
Well, yeah, it'll mostly be about chemistry because you have an overwhelming depth inside and out, and so that's a great asset, obviously. But now it's about putting the pieces together and what combinations work together, and you have to develop some of the younger guys like Yegor and Cannon and Elijah and Brody. You go down the list. I mean, you've got to, in these first couple months, and I'd say before Big 12 play, you've got to get your combinations. You've got to get the right chemistry out on the floor and decide what approach you're going to take, how you're going to play. I mean, this is a team that's going to shoot a lot of threes and give people opportunity to showcase their skills. And so, in the past, I was worried about depth. And if this guy gets hurt, then, man, we're in trouble. And,
yep.
And BYU does have a couple injuries, but it doesn't worry me as much because there's great depth and nothing too serious. But you're going to have an opportunity for guys to show what they can do. And then it's just a matter of Coach Young seeing what he thinks best out on the floor. So you're in a prime position once Big 12 comes to compete. We know Big 12 is going to be tremendous this year, and you have to compete at a high level. Now, I think they have BYU around ninth. The coaches have them around ninth. I think BYU is much better than that, but we'll see. I mean, you put a lot of things on paper, but until you're out on the floor and showing what you can do, it doesn't mean a lot. So I'm excited to see how they progress these first couple of months. But it's going to be about development. It's going to be about chemistry and just trying to figure out what's the best approach to playing.
Mark, great stuff, man. When I hear your voice, look, you and I, about a month or two ago, we were in this very studio recording an episode of the Deep Blue podcast about you and your life and your family. And that was a blast. It is awesome to be able to hear your voice again because I know that means it's college basketball season. Have a good call tonight. It's going to be a fun one, and let's all buckle up because this year is going to be awesome.
I know you're saving that podcast for sweeps week or whatever.
Hey, now that we're in basketball season, it's going to air, so that's a little tease for all the listeners.
Yeah. Well, I woke up with snow on the ground, Jason, and I hate winter, but it also makes me so happy because I know one thing, basketball is here.
Amen, brother. Great to hear you, and we'll hear you on with Greg for the call. Thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
There we go. That is the great Mark Durant. We'll take a break. One more segment of Cougar Pregame Live, and we'll get you over to the Marriott Center for the start of BYU and Central Arkansas next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
With more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live, here's Jason Shepherd.
Go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. We'll have lots more detail on this coming up during Cougar Halftime Live, but the first college football playoff rankings were released earlier tonight. And remember, first year of the expanded 12-team format, BYU came in as a ranked ninth, but as a four seed. So we'll have lots more details on that coming up at halftime, plus scores from Top 25 and the Big 12 Conference. But coming up next, it is time to send you to the Marriott Center for the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show with Greg Wrubell. You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Zions Bank, for all your personal and business banking needs, Zions Bank is for you. Let's take you courtside and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans, and for the first time in the 2024-25 BYU men's basketball regular season, we welcome you courtside inside the Marriott Center on the BYU campus here in Provo, Utah, as tonight, on this chilly November night, the Cougars officially tip off the Kevin Young era. It's game one for BYU's new head coach, with his Cougars hosting the Bears of Central Arkansas. Greg Wrubell here. I'll have your play-by-play call tonight, joined as always on the call by my constant courtside companion, the former BYU hoopster himself, Mark Durant. And Mark, we officially start tonight our 28th season together. We begin working with our fourth different BYU head coach. The preceding three have all been very successful. Steve Young, Steve Cleveland, Dave Rose.
I think Steve Young would have been
pretty good too. Steve Cleveland, Dave Rose, Mark Pope. Now in Kevin Young, the Cougars have now made one of the most accomplished and compelling hires in BYU Hoops history.
Yeah, the Kevin Young era has already been amazing, and he hasn't even coached a game yet. So I'm excited what he can do actually coaching on the floor. I was thinking back to those first games of the other coaches, and Steve Cleveland was at San Diego State, the Arco Album game. I think he got a victory there, right? And Dave Rose wasn't as successful. San Jose State?
LMU.
LMU, that's right. LMU here. And then I know Mark Pope won his, but I can't remember that game. You think about that one. But this will be a great chance for Kevin Young to kind of break in nicely and get a feel for his players. You're playing for a couple months against each other. Now you get to play against an opponent. It's a lot of fun. It's exciting. And having it be his first game is even more exciting. And I know he's looking forward to it. And Cougar Nation, after seeing what he's done these first few months, is excited to see what team he puts on the floor.
No doubt. In my inaugural regular season pregame conversation with BYU head coach Kevin Young is coming up next as the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show continues live from the Marriott Center on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's head back courtside and rejoin Greg Wrubell.
BYU in Central Arkansas coming up. Top of the hour, this is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. The Bears out of the Atlantic Sun Conference. They're picked to finish 11th by the coaches, 10th by the media in that 12-team conference. UCA led by a new head coach in John Shulman, who has won a lot of games for Chattanooga and Alabama Huntsville previously. BYU's new head coach is Kevin Young, who comes to Provo after 20 years coaching in the college and professional ranks, most notably and most recently having spent the last eight seasons in the Philadelphia 76ers and Phoenix Suns organizations. He was clearly in line for an NBA head coaching job, but instead chose to come to BYU and begin his collegiate head coaching career. And in his first season, he's already assembled a dazzling array of incoming talent to mesh with a solid group of returning contributors. Time now for my first official pregame conversation with BYU head coach Kevin Young, presented by Zions Bank. For 150 years, Zions Bank has been serving the communities where you live, work, and play. For financial experience you can count on for the next 150 years, Zions Bank is for you. Tonight, I ask Coach Young about how ready he and his guys feel to get the season underway.
We're ready to go, man. It just feels like this day would never get here. You know, a lot of work in the preseason, so we're just excited to go out there and compete against, another team.
How do you plan to start things out tonight?
Yegor, Trevin, Richie, Cannon, and Cable.
So same group as the Colorado Christian game. What'd you like about that group to start things off?
I just feel like they play well together. I think there's some tone setters in that group that get us going. I think it's a really solid group on both sides of the ball. I think offensively it gives us quite a bit of firepower to start the game.
You didn't have Foose and Dallin in the exhibition game. You get one of those guys back, though, tonight, right?
Yeah, Foose will be back out there. He's a real stabilizer for us. He's a guy you can, play through. He kind of settles us down out there, so definitely excited to have him back.
And you got the kind of depth where you can let Dallin kind of get really right before you have to use him. Is that the way it is?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we wish he was out there, so we could just get more continuity built with our group. But, we'll have to rely on some other guys. I thought Elijah played really well the other night, so he'll get a chance, as well as Dawson, to handle some of those point guard responsibilities.
Meantime, Yegor was the maestro out there.
Man, he was incredible. I was talking to him yesterday. He was almost, asking me if I was worried that he didn't look to score as much in that game. And I just encouraged him to continue to make the right play. They were putting five in the paint in that game, and he was carving them up with his passing. And so, I just trust his feel out there.
Okay. What do you expect from a team that brings in a new head coach to kind of get them on the right path?
I think it's challenging as far as what to expect. You try to do your homework on his previous stops and the team that they put together. Expect a lot of changing defenses, a lot of, some zones, some switching man. And then on the other side, they got a lot of guys that can shoot the basketball. So, we'll see how the game goes. We'll have to, players and coaches alike, we'll have to be ready to kind of adjust things on the fly.
And some guys that, three or four guys that are between 220 and 240, some big bodies down low.
Yeah, some big bodies. It'll be a good battle for our guys to, have to bang and rebound and so forth in there. But, I know our guys are looking forward to it.
Okay, just how eager does the room feel right now to put a number in the column tonight?
I think extremely eager. I've said it a lot. It's just a lot of practice. A lot of many months of practicing against the same guys. So we're fired up. I feel, there's always more. I think that as a coach, you feel like you can do, but feel pretty good across the board with the things we've been able to cover to this point, and that. Every game teaches you something else, right? So tonight, it'll be a good learning opportunity for us once the game is over. But, excited to feel the energy of the fans and hopefully walk out of here with a win.
And on that note, you've already gotten a hint of what to expect from this crowd, haven't you?
Absolutely. I mean, even from the Marriott Madness to the exhibition game the other night, this place is rocking. Great time to be in Provo across the board athletically. And so we're excited to, build on what the football team's been doing.
All right. Coach, thank you for the pregame chat. We'll talk to you postgame. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, that is new BYU head coach Kevin Young leading us into tonight's Keys to the Game, brought to you by your local Ford stores. BYU basketball, built Ford proud. Mark Durant, what are your keys for tonight?
I'm going to disagree just a little bit with Coach. I might not disagree, but I think Yegor Damon has to be more aggressive offensively. I love his passing. Everybody knows how great he is at it, but he needs to be a scorer as well. I think he's been too deferential. He needs to get about 10 points a game for BYU. So looking for double figures from Yegor. And then I thought BYU's a little bit sloppy the other night. They had, I think, 14 turnovers, and if you're going to have 14 at home against Division II, you're going to struggle at Kansas. That, I mean, obviously there's a lot to go, but I'd like to see single-digit turnovers tonight.
There you go. Mark's keys to the game. As we go to break, we remind you to go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. The BYU Store, Cougar Tip-Off Show, coming up next, live from the Marriott Center in Provo on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. The Cougar Tip-Off Show is also brought to you by the BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Also brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats alongside Mark Durant. Here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening once again, Cougar Nation. Welcome back courtside as we get you set for BYU and Central Arkansas in the regular season opener for both teams. Last night was a national opening night in college hoops. Most teams tipped off their campaigns yesterday. Speaking of campaigns, today, Election Day, it's BYU's turn to get the season underway. This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you for play-by-play and commentary. Studio host, Jason Shepard. Coordinating producer, Terry South. Control board operators and editors are James Finlayson, Kaylee Radford, and Kaylee Rich, BYU radio engineer Barry Squires. Well, Mark, we've gotten a couple of looks at Kevin Young's first BYU roster, and even though there are a couple of guys who aren't 100% healthy to open the season, Dallin Hall is one of them, this is a very deep team that should be able to withstand some minor injury issues, especially early on. It's as deep and talented a group as we've ever seen personally here at BYU.
Yeah, I'm seeing stars. I mean, there's so many stars that BYU's bringing in. When I got recruited, I think I was a two-moon player. I mean, that's the level of players that Coach Young has brought in, is bringing in, combined with the guys he already had, which were fantastic. That speaks a lot to BYU. I love the fact that now they've got some real depth down low, especially, Greg. You know, with Ali Khalifa and Foos, they were really good, obviously, but they had injuries. You were kind of trading off one for the other. Didn't have a lot of depth there. Now you've got so many options, and not just depth-wise, but just combination-wise. Being able to put different combinations on the floor against different teams is great.
All right, coming up after our break, we'll hear from Central Arkansas head coach John Shulman. As we go to this break, we tell you that BYU basketball is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show continues after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on. Here's Greg Wrubell.
Rendition of our national anthem. This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. See your Utah Hyundai dealers, proud partner of BYU Athletics. Tonight, the Cougars tipping off their 2024-25 season with an opener against Central Arkansas. The Bears led this season by new head coach John Shulman. He brings back just three rotation regulars from last year when UCA went 9-23 before changing coaches. A short time ago, I visited with Coach Shulman to assess his team and tonight's challenge here at the Marriott Center.
It's been a process. We got a beautiful city. We got a beautiful campus. Scottie Pippen played there. So I can always say, hey, we're at the University of Central Florida, where Scottie Pippen played. So people know about us. They also know that we've had one winning season in 18 years and that we haven't been very good. But we got a really cool place to play. We got a practice facility. We got everything you need, plus a brand new place coming. And so we got everything we need. It just, you know, I'm a little crazy, looking for a huge challenge, and I have a lot of energy. And I wanted one more shot of being back on this level. And I'm not sure I wanted to be in Provo, Utah tonight, but I'm really thrilled to be back on this level and excited for the challenge.
Yeah, what about the nature of tonight's challenge against this BYU team?
Well, there's going to be, I'm not sure how many of the 18,000 will be cheering for Central Arkansas tonight. You know, it's weird. I know we're a huge underdog. I don't approach it like that. You know, we've come in here to win the game, and we'll be disappointed if we don't. And if you don't approach it like that, something's wrong with you. And so we've got to change the mindset at the University of Central Arkansas. So we're coming in here to battle these guys. I know how good they are. I know what type of program that you all have. But it doesn't matter. We want to get there. And if we don't dream and believe, we cannot get there.
You've been here before.
I sat on this bench. I sat on this bench 34 years ago. I sat on this bench 34 years ago. Allen LaForce's first game as a head coach. We had a little guy named Keith Mr. Jennings. They had a big guy, a pretty good-sized big guy.
Ended up in the NBA.
Named Sean Bradley. And we beat him. And we beat him, and we went to Arizona to play in the preseason NIT next round. It was Allen LaForce is 90 years old. If he could figure out how to get on ESPN Plus, he would watch the game. But he can't figure that part out. But I called him the other day, and I said, listen, 34 years ago I sat on your bench. And 34 years later, my oldest son will be our offensive coordinator sitting on this bench. And so that's, you know, absolutely we want to win tonight. But absolutely this thing is a journey and has given me the most amazing memories that I am very blessed and lucky to be coaching against BYU tonight. And I understand that and I know that and I appreciate that.
Finish with that. Coach, thank you so much for the brief chat. I really enjoyed it. Best of luck to you and safe travels as you stay in the Beehive State this week.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate it.
All right, that is John Shulman. What a great conversation. By the way, that game he's referencing, 1990, season opener, 34 years ago. He's right on. East Tennessee State came in and beat Sean Bradley and BYU 83-80 here at the Marriott Center.
They hadn't recovered because I had left on a mission and
so
it's
still
time
dealing
to rebuild.
That's exactly right. BYU fans make a fast break to the new Doug Smith Kia in Linden for a huge selection of new and used cars like the all-electric EV6 or the 8-passenger Telluride. Doug Smith. Next to Home Depot in Linden. More of the Cougar Tip-Off Show next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's head back courtside and rejoin Greg Wrubell.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show continues. Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant courtside with you for BYU in Central Arkansas. Tonight's regular season opener, BYU playing this season to get back to the NCAA tournament in consecutive seasons for the first time since 2014 and 15. Preseason projections say BYU is going to be a tournament team, but as much as we and others think already that they know a lot about this really talented BYU group, Mark, there's still so much to discover as we start this journey, and I'm really eager to observe the discovery process, if you will.
It's not going to be all roses. There are going to be certainly some hiccups, but I really have been impressed in just the two games that I've seen in guys like Cannon Catchings and Elijah and obviously the returners coming back. I mean, that's the great formula to have really good players back and add in some new good players. Now, the real challenge, I think, is just going to be the newness of Coach Young and his system, and how long is it going to be able to take for him to fully implement that, especially defensively. But it is going to be fun to see because it's going to grow. We're going to see it all. We're going to have a good seat, Greg, and it's going to be exciting.
All right, final words before tip-off are coming your way next. This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
All right, last word for tip-off here. Mark, no Dallin Hall tonight, no Trey Stewart tonight. Trey, a little more longer term. Hopefully Dallin's back soon. But this is game one of five straight here at the Marriott Center to open the season. What a great runway Coach Kevin Young gets to get his first season underway.
Yeah, they'll get harder and harder, and then you'll kind of go to San Diego, and that'll be a real challenge. But I like how it sets up. And obviously, I don't want Dallin to be hurt. Absolutely not. But this will be a great opportunity for Yegor to get a lot of time, a lot of minutes early on. He needs experience, so it'll benefit Yegor definitely.
Tip off of BYU in Central Arkansas, and this season coming up next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar fans. It's time to play BYU basketball.
Saunders for three to answer. Yes! Richie!
Play-by-play coverage of BYU basketball is brought to you by All Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments. By Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garth. We hear you. And by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This is BYU basketball.
Dallin with one. Three-pointer. Got it!
On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Starting lineups brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union for BYU Athletics. Central Arkansas going with Fag Bemi, Taylor, Satius, Cato, and Edom, 1 through 5 for BYU. Demon, Nell, Saunders, Catchings, and Traore, 1 through 5. Those are your starting lineups tonight for BYU and UCA. Time now for the BYU Salt Lake Center tip-off. Discover BYU's hidden gem in the heart of Salt Lake City. Learn more at slc.byu.edu. And here we go. It'll be Elias Cato and Kaba Kada. So Cato and Kada for the opening tap. And Kaba slaps back to Yegor Demin. BYU into forecourt quickly. Nell with an open three. Pulls, fires, and scores just like that.
Wow. Well, it wasn't an alley-oop dunk, but I'll take it as Central Arkansas tried to pressure BYU and paid for it.
First Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer of the game. Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. 3-0 Cougs, 30 seconds in.
Nell didn't miss a shot when I was watching him in warm-ups, and he still got it.
Answer long the other way. BYU on the rebound. Nell, Yegor, underhand scoop to Richie. Richie's going to drive it, get right to the rim. Contested at the rim, and then out of bounds off of BYU. Will come back the other way. So 3-0 BYU, 38 seconds into this one. Trevin Nell for three.
Richie kind of dribbled into coverage there. I think he had a three to was open, but he took it to the hoop.
UCA in forecourt. Lane Taylor, a post feed to Elias Cato, and a dig strip, but a foul is called on Kaba Cato. Lane Taylor wears jersey number 32 because of Jimmer Fredette, who's in the building tonight, working the TV broadcast with Dave and Blaine tonight. So a number 32 playing in front of his idol number 32. Lane Taylor has the ball right wing. On the angle right to Cato. Cato high to Glory Edom. And on the wing left side, UCA. UCA in black, BYU in white. UCA black with purple and white, BYU white with royal. A high pass corralled on the near sideline by Braden Fagbimi. Fagbimi into the point. And off of his leg out of bounds, it'll be a turnover. And BYU basketball with 18:51 to play until halftime. First turnover for UCA. Turnovers even one apiece. They gave BYU a turnover on that play on the baseline a moment ago. Yegor, front court middle, starts a bounce to the left, over the shoulder pass to Cannon Catchings. He's long on the three, and the rebound collected by Elias Cato. Cato, the Australian, the Queensland Australian. Fagbimi, top of the key. Cato back to Braden. Back to Cato for three, in and out. Rebound, Trevin Nell off the tip by Cato. Trevin, cross court, Yegor left side. Yegor on the arc left wing. Yegor will jump it outside three and knock it down! Yegor for three. The Cougs have their second Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer. Jersey number three knocks down the three. BYU up 6-0.
I like that aggressive. He knew he had Taylor on him. Small guy. He could raise it any time, and he did. It nailed it.
Diogo Seixas, native of Portugal. San Jose State transfer. High to Braden Fagbimi. He comes in from Johns Hopkins. Long shot. Top of the key. Three. Good. And the other jersey, number three, gets into the act, knocks down the triple. 6'3 Cougs. Yegor drives out to Richie. Topside Trevin, three off the rim and rebounded by Glory Edom on the baseline.
This is what you want, though.
Taylor will drive it. And a drift pass will be turned over into backcourt. It'll be an over and back in BYU basketball on turnover number two by UCA. 17:25 to go till the break. BYU 6 and Central Arkansas 3 is our score.
That's what Kevin Young wants from Yegor Damon, to beat his man, get into the paint, and then kick it to shooters. Good rotation. Had a beautiful look from now. Just couldn't hit it.
BYU inbounds on the far sideline. Catchings to do the honors. Bounces into Yegor. Yegor and Catchings play the two-man game right side. Catchings up top. Now Richie on the arc right. Will jump it from there. And glance it off the iron. No good. BYU now 2 for 5 from deep. Straight away, Seixas. Pardon me, Cato will bring it out to the right wing. Now Cato backs down on Yegor. Turnaround jumper blocked by Cannon Catchings. The help side came across and swatted it.
Yeah, Cato didn't see Catchings lurking.
Catchings dribbles into a long jumper missed off the back rim and a track down by Kava Keita. Hands off Nell. Nell, Richie right corner. Richie will drive and take a foul on the baseline, non-shooting. With 16:49 to go until halftime. BYU basketball brought to you by All Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital celebrating 15 years of creating wealth.
That's a great effort by Richie that time to keep the ball alive on the rebound.
Nell off the inbound trigger, right corner. Pulls it out front to Saunders. Saunders between the circles, left wing Cannon. Pull, fire, and in and out from three. Offensive rebound, Kava Keita on the reset. A deflected ball, a takeaway, and into forecourt comes Fagbimi. Braden Fagbimi on the arc right side. BYU turns it over. Turnover number two for BYU. Turnovers even, two apiece. Fagbimi out front. 16:25 to go till the break. 6-3 ball game. BYU on top. One hand whip right side to Cato. Cato mid-range jumper knocks it down. Elias Cato makes it 5 in a row for UCA. It's a 6-5 ball game.
BYU's had wide open looks from three, just 2 for 7, but man, they've got all the looks they want.
Every shot BYU's taken has been a three-pointer. This one's not. Richie will drive, scoop, and score. Richie Saunders driving off the window. 8-5. BYU's up three.
Got one of those communication helmets thing like in football now, Greg. He told Richie, go get a two-pointer. He does.
BYU by three. Fagbimi. Left corner for the tie. Yes. Elias Cato's got 5, and we're tied up at 8.
This is a team under their new coach that wants to shoot a lot more threes than they did last year.
Demon. Step back triple. Yes. Yegor for 3. Didn't do a lot of scoring in the preseason and exhibition tilts, but he's scoring well to open this one. You said you wanted to see some more offense from Yegor, and you've got it. That's a three-pointer for Yegor, another Mountain America three-pointer, 11-8 BYU.
It's terrific. The guards are small, and they're going underneath screens, leaving him wide open.
Lane Taylor missing a jumper, rebounded by Nell. Outlets Yegor, and BYU into front court. Under 16-minute timeout coming on the whistle. Yegor dribbles into a three that he misses. BYU now 3 for 9 from deep early. Already 9 threes hoisted up. BYU 1 for 1 inside the arc, 3 for 9 outside. 14:55 to play till the break. It's BYU by 3, 11-8. Braden Fagbimi, left wing, Seixas. A nice, quick whip down low to Cato, and he lays it off the window. Makes it a one-point game. Cato's got 7. Averaged 12 points a game. Leading returning scorer for Central Arkansas. Scoring well early in this one. Yegor will drive. Drift right corner, Richie on the arc right to Cannon. Cannon will drive and kick high. Nell. Nell penetrate. Nell and stop. And flips it up over his head. Missed it, but he's fouled. He'll get 2 free throws after this break. 14:32 to play till halftime. It is BYU by a single point. 11-10 is the Cougar lead on the new skin. BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin. BYU Sports Network.
Back at Provo's Marriott Center, BYU 11, Central Arkansas 10 is our early score. How early? 14:32 left here in half number one. BYU basketball presented in part by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedAndJensen.com. Greg Rubel, Mark Durand, your commentary tandem courtside. To our right side is BYU basketball communications director Tyson Jex with the statistical assists all night. Back in studio, Jason Shepard. That's your crew for BYU's regular season opener here in 2024-25. BYU and UCA Central Arkansas. A couple good shooters on this UCA team.
Yeah, they've held really nicely with BYU. I get the feeling, though, that BYU's getting any look they want from three, and there's going to be a point where they're going to make two or three in a row, and that'll be the separation BYU needs. But right now, Greg, I think BYU's on track to shoot about 60-plus threes. I don't know if you can sustain that, but that's what Central Arkansas is giving them, and I think they'll start to fall.
And as we scan the building here, season tickets are sold out, and this opening night is basically a full house here at the Marriott Center. What a beautiful sight.
Well, we travel a lot in a lot of different arenas, and I've never seen anything like the Rock. They were here an hour before. It's completely full. They're fully engaged. And then the rest of the arena is nice. I mean, I like that too. But what a great situation. And you talk about why are guys coming to BYU, because they go on recruiting visits and see what the fan support is here. And it's just unlike any other place in the country.
BYU's Yegor Deming with 6. Trevin Nell, 3. And Richie Saunders, 2 for the 11. Elias Cato with 7. And Braden Fagbemi with 3 for UCA. BYU brings in Fuseni Traore and Mawit Magg for the first time tonight as Trevin Nell knocks down a free throw. Yes, he was fouled before the break. That foul against Glory Eatem. Glory's given name is Ubongabasi, but he goes by the name Glory. He's a Richmond, California native, Bowling Green transfer. Trevin Nell, 2 for 2. Good to see. And BYU's up 3, 13 to 10. BYU's large lead's been 6 at 6-0 to open the game.
Interesting. They put Mag at the top of the defense and pressure up the court.
A dunk from Cole McCormick, who's just checked in, and 13-12.
Well, you had increased the pressure coming out of the timeout, and they go back door. Really nice play from Central Arkansas.
Cannon catchings for 3 the other way, and that's our first cannon fire of the night. 3-pointer from Catchings, and BYU's up 4, 16-12. Nehemiah Turner has checked in as Coach Shulman goes with 4 reserves here in this second segment. Fagbemi trying to split the defense and did. An over-the-shoulder pass to Michael Evagaru. Evagaru on the left wing. The Siena transfer. Michael Evagaru, the Canadian from Scarborough, Ontario. 4-second shot clock for Fagbemi. Steps back and now drives on Catchings. And it's a shot clock expiration on the shot block by Cannon Catchings.
Yeah, he had nowhere to go with it, and Cannon's got about 8 inches on it. So he was just waiting for the shot and timed it perfectly.
Michael Evagaru, listed as jersey number 22, wearing 41 tonight for UCA. Ben Fox is also in the game for Coach John Shulman. Just one starter on the floor. Cannon dribbles into a 3, and that rims out. BYU now 4 for 11 from deep. 16-12, the BYU lead 4. Elijah Crawford, Dawson Baker soon to check in for the Cougs. Fagbemi up high, hounded by Mawit Magg, left wing of Evagaru. Evagaru on the arc left side, again came from Siena. Fagbemi up top, the Johns Hopkins transfer will drive around at Yegor Deming. Stop on him and pass in the left corner. Evagaru fumbled the pass, couldn't pull and fire quickly, will drive it instead and miss at the rim, and a foul will be called, a bailout there. And it'll be free throws for Michael Evagaru.
Not a great call there, but just the first, just second team foul on BYU.
That'll be on Mawit Magg, I do believe. They called it on Mawit, the Rutgers transfer. It'll put Evagaru at the free throw line. Last year for Siena, only a 47% free throw shooter. He averaged 6 points and 6 rebounds a game at Siena. And makes the free throw, the 47% guy does. Evagaru played for Canada at the 2019 FIBA U19 World Cup and in the FIBA U18 Americas tournament as well. So he's worn the Maple Leaf on a handful of occasions. Now wears the black and purple of UCA and makes 2 free throws. Not bad for the 47% shooter from last year. And closes the gap to 2 points, 16-14, BYU by 2. Elijah Crawford to the free throw line. Out to Richie Saunders. Right wing Dawson Baker. Thought about the pass right. Goes past left to Richie. Richie will bounce it left corner. Crawford stepped on the sideline. Turnover at number 3 for BYU. Turnovers are even 3 apiece. And UCA can tie or take a lead here with 12:42 to play in the first half.
Central Arkansas playing a zone there. And Crawford just didn't know where his feet were on the sideline.
Braden Fagbemi takes it into forecourt, trailed by Crawford. The pass goes low to Fagbemi, and he bobbled out of bounds. That'll be a turnover. Cougars had it covered well on that feed into the paint, and Fagbemi bobbles out of bounds. It'll be 16-14 BYU lead off turnover number 4 for UCA.
Good talking to Foose. He seems bigger to me, you can imagine, in his chest. And going to be able to move people even more than he had last year.
Dawson Baker will drive, pull up from 15, miss it. Offensive rebound, Foose. Foose waits to go back up with it. Reset and passes out to Elijah. Crawford in the left corner. High to Baker, right wing Richie. 12-12 to play in the first half. BYU by 2, 16-14. Crawford, low, Saunders. Saunders hounded in the paint, almost turns it over on the baseline. Found Baker with 3 and 2. 1 on the shot clock, a desperation heave. And a miss off the back rim nearly went for Baker from deep. And the rebound to Nehemiah Turner and UCA. Once again, UCA can tie or take a lead here. BYU shooting down to 36%. UCA at 56%. A step-in steal by Mawut Mag. Mawut will lead the break down the right wing. Drop it off to Richie. Pull, fire, and miss the three right side. Rebound, slap out by Baker, collected by Crawford. BYU now 4 for 13 from the three-point line. The Cougs have taken only 2 two-point field goals. Right wing Saunders, top side Crawford. Crawford, little head shake, it's into the paint. Float game, no, strong. And the rebound to UCA. BYU's offense is in a chilly spot right now as the long pass for Evagger is tipped out of bounds. Timeout on the floor. The under 12-minute media timeout with 11:14 to play in the first half. It is BYU 16, Central Arkansas 14 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here's Jason Shepherd with a scoreboard update.
Three other Big 12 teams in action tonight. Second half action, Texas Tech leading Bethune-Cookman 63-34. It's K-State on top of New Orleans 56-39. And with under 12 minutes to go in the first half, Arizona State with a one-point lead over Idaho State at 14-13. Back over to the Marriott Center. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Thank you, Jason. BYU Athletics would like to recognize Aptiv for being tonight's game sponsor and thank them for being an important part of our team. Aptiv, welcome to the neighborhood. 11:14 to play here at the Marriott Center. First half of action between BYU and Central Arkansas. BYU 0 for its last 5, 1 for its last 7 from the floor. Cougs haven't scored in 3 minutes. The Cougs have scored 16 points to lead UCA 16-14.
UCA has gone to a zone that's been problematic for BYU. They kind of put four guys out on the perimeter to guard the three and just one guy in the paint. So BYU needs to do a better job, Richie and Foose, of getting in the paint, short corner, elbows, and collapse that defense a little bit, which has been problematic for BYU.
Cougars beat press into forecourt right side with Elijah Crawford. BYU right to left as we see it, and you hear it here in the first half. Elijah right wing Baker. Baker will jab from the right perimeter. Drop it short corner right to Richie. Back out to Baker on the arc right side. Top side Crawford. Crawford pull, fire, and miss from three. A slap out by Saunders. A save back in by Crawford. BYU 4 for 14 from deep at the moment. Baker will think about the three. Spin to the elbow and get it stripped, but there to rescue is Foose, and then Foose is fouled. I do believe that'll be the call, which would be the foul number 3 on UCA. It is indeed a foul on Glory Eatem, his second. It'll give BYU the ball out of bounds. Good hustle for the Cougs at keeping things alive as the shots aren't dropping right now. 1 for the last 8 from the field, and Eatem with those 2 fouls will have a seat.
5 offensive rebounds for BYU.
16-14, Cougar lead. Baker right corner. Foose outside the right junction. Back to Dawson. Dawson straightaway Saunders. Saunders Mag. Mag baseline. Back out to Richie on the arc left. Richie gets into the paint. Little float. Score! Richie Saunders. But points 3 and 4. And BYU's lead is 4 at 18-14.
Richie needs to be the guy with this group. He's their best scorer, and that was a nice move there.
Elias Cato. High to Nehemiah Turner. Turner right wing to Robinson. Robinson Cato, or rather right, Robinson Turner. Turner drives and is stripped, and he got fouled by Elijah Crawford. It'll result in 2 fouls for the Bears. Dub Bears, 18-14. BYU leads it with 10-10 to play until halftime. Nehemiah Turner, the 6'10", 265-pound freshman from Auburndale, Florida. The same high school he attended produced Tracy McGrady as well. His dad, Alfred Turner, was an NBA draft pick of the Denver Nuggets back in 1982. Makes the first free throw to make it a 3-point game and misses the second, but an offensive rebound to Diogo Seixas, and UCA stays in possession. Mid-range jumper missed by Lane Turner. Richie Saunders grabs the rebound. BYU up three, 18-15. Crawford angle left. Elijah will drive to the free throw line. Drift a pass to Richie to Dawson Baker, right corner. Now Richie will drive. Send high Elijah. Elijah for three. Pull, fire, and strong. BYU 4 of 15 from deep. Crawford's 0 for 2. BYU's lead stays 3, 18 to 15. Bears on the rebound. Bears into forecourt looking to tie the game. In and out from three, left corner. The shot missed by Ty Robinson. He was a question mark before the game due to injury. Reverse lane attempt by Mag is no good. Gets his stick back and missed that. And so UCA the other way.
It's a great pass from Elijah, but Mouette caught it just underneath, got jammed himself.
For the tie left side, short is Turner from three, but he gets his own rebound. Dives back into the paint, but bobbled it out of bounds. BYU will come the other way on turnover number seven. So the Bears being hurt by turnover trouble, they have seven turnovers to BYU's three. They're out shooting BYU 42-29%. Yeah, BYU shooting under 30% right now from the field, and under 30 from three as well. It's not been a good shooting first half of the first half for BYU. 18-15, the Cougs stay in the lead. They've not trailed in this game. New lineup with Deming and Boscovich checking in. Gives BYU Deming with Baker, Saunders, Boscovich, and Kada. Mihailo Boscovich, the serve is in. Deming, the Russian. Nice pass left corner. Richie for three. Knocks it down. Off the assist from Yegor Deming. It's another Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer. Richie scores off the assist from Yegor.
That's how you attack the zone. He got a catch at the free throw line. That collapses the D, and then Yegor's going to find the open shooter. He does with Richie.
Cougs equal their game-high lead of six now at 21-15. A deflected ball, a takeaway by Kada. BYU on the steal. Turnover eight for UCA. Cross-court Baker. Corner Boscovich. Mihailo drive kick high Dimon. Yegor nice. Lobs it up for Kada, who drops it over the rim for two.
Yeah, again, he catches it at the free throw line. Leaves one defender on both of them, and that's just an automatic lob to Kada.
BYU by a game-high eight now at 23-15. Taylor is going to drive around Mihailo, kicking the corner, and Richie Saunders gets up in the air. Oh, stepping on the sideline and turning it over is Elias Kada. So Richie went up to contest. As he came down, Kada stepped out. So it'll be a turnover number nine already. And this has been the Achilles heel for the Bears thus far in the first half. A game they trail now by eight at 23-15.
Well, immediately with Yegor, you have two touches at the free throw line and two great passes for two assists.
Yegor will drive right to the rim. Lay it up and in! And the foul chance for a three-point play for Yegor Deming. He's got 8 points. We're going to call that a power play of the game. Presented by Hyundai. The power play of the game is brought to you by the full lineup of Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs. See your Utah Hyundai dealers. The power play is Yegor on the powerful drive, loping strides to the tin for two, and he scores with a chance for three.
He played well in the exhibitions, but he looks phenomenal tonight. He's just under complete control, scoring, passing, and then, oh my goodness! Offensive rebound off a missed free throw dunk. I don't know that I've ever seen that before. Have you ever seen that before?
Kaba Kada just threw down the missed free throw from Yegor Deming.
That was amazing.
Well, usually it's Yegor throwing it up for Kaba. This was a less traditional finish on a dunk at the rim off the missed free throw. And BYU makes it a 12-point lead just like that, 27-15.
Oh man. I mean, I've seen guys miss and a guy will come running through and dunk it, but he was just on the block and he just went up and dunked.
Take a break. 7:48 to go here in the first half. BYU by a dozen now. Cougs on a run of 9-0 here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Sports Network.
Just before the break, we had our All-Pro Capital Money Moment of the Game, brought to you by All-Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All-Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. And our Money Moment of the Game came off an innocuous missed free throw from Yegor Deming. It's innocuous until Kaba Kada decides to just jump up and throw it home off the miss.
I mean, I'm still trying to come to grips with what I saw because that was amazing. I've never seen it I have nightmares about trying to box out Kay Bikeda, and that Arkansas player is definitely going to have nightmares the rest of his life because he had the low position, and Kaba just kind of pushed him, and then the miss came. He just rose over the guy and throws it down on his head.
He didn't dribble it. He didn't bounce it. He just took it off the rim.
That's just crazy stuff. And I think we're just scratching the surface with what we're going to see from this guy. I mean, that was awesome.
BYU is now up 12. Moments ago, it was a one-possession game. Now it's an 11-1 run, including a 9-0 spurt over the last 66 seconds. And BYU, I said moments ago, was under 30% shooting. Well, now they're at 40 because they made their last four from the floor.
You see how important Yegor is and Dallin Hall when he's playing to have that experience. He comes in immediately. You get two wide open looks, and then you get a bucket from him. And then, of course, Kata finishing up the three-point play that he had an opportunity for. I almost think Damon said, I'm just going to miss this right to Kaba and get he should get another assist for that.
All right, we're back in. 7:48 to go till halftime. Yegor brings it up. He's playing with Dawson Baker, Richie Saunders, Mihailo Boskovic, and Kaba Kata. Kevin Young directing traffic to our right. Yegor steps into the paint, finds Richie in the left corner. Saunders gets right to the rim. Finger roll score. Richie Saunders has 9 to lead all BYU scorers now. UCA down 14. It's an 11-0 BYU run. Jumper good to end the run by Lane Taylor. 29-17. BYU by 12. Again, a backdoor pass from Saunders is kicked. 7:12 to go till the break. Central Arkansas, the Bears, facing five P4 opponents this season. Two this week. They're going to play here tonight and then play at Utah on Thursday. They'll also play Georgia Tech, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. Demian, 30 feet away left side. The smaller Fagbimi is on him. Jersey number 3 guarding jersey number 3. Now jersey number 5 missing a 3. Boskovic on the miss. The offensive rebound. Kaba, loose ball foul. They call it on Kata going over the back, I guess. So Kaba's called for it. That's foul number 4 against BYU. Team fouls are even 4 apiece. 29-17. BYU by a dozen. Large lead's been 14. Fans don't like to call. They know how just how well Kaba can jump and get things cleanly. Cole McCormick is checked in for UCA.
You just dunk it. I mean, why not just dunk it?
Lane Taylor, hands in the right corner, Ivagaru. Airmails the 3 into the arms of Yegor Demian. Demian leads the break. Transition triple, Dawson. No! Offensive rebound, Richie. Low to Mihailo. Off the window, good! The score from Boskovic. The assist goes to Richie Saunders.
Great rebound off the Baker miss, and then Richie knew right what he wanted to do, and that's nice agility there from Boskovic down low.
BYU back up a game-high tying 14. Step back triple right corner, McCormick off the front rim. Kaba snatches the rebound, outlets Yegor. Yegor down floor left side. High dribble Yegor. Yegor cut off at the free throw line. Trailer, Richie, pull, fire, in and out. And the rebound to Glory Edom, playing with 2 fouls here in the first half. Fouls are even at 4, 31-17. The BYU lead 14. Taylor into a 3. Off the iron, no. Tip, no. And a loose ball foul on the floor against BYU.
Could be Kata. That would be 3 on him.
Edom tried to go for the rebound. 1 black jersey amongst 3 white. And Kaba picks up his 3rd foul of the first half. And he will have a seat with 5:56 to go in the first half. So Kata done for the half. Foose is back in along with Cannon Ketchings. Dawson Baker will sit along with Kata. Not bad when you can bring in Foose and Ketchings when you get a couple guys you want to just get a blow.
That's silly.
High to Nehemiah Turner. Oh, nice reach steal by Yegor. Yegor in the forecourt right side.
Foose.
Underhand Foose. Foose scoop and score! Another beautiful assist from Yegor Dim in his 3rd assist and make it 4th assist of the first half. Foose with the finish.
I love the steal, obviously, from Yegor, but even as he's stumbling, he's aware of where everyone is. He's able to find Foose with a great pass.
33-17, BYU now by a game-high 16. Timeout called, I believe, by John Shulman. Was that a team called timeout? I believe it was. So we'll stay right here with a 30-second break. Called by UCA. UCA Central Arkansas. The Bears out of Conway, Arkansas, visiting BYU for the first time ever. 5:29 to go till the break. They still have Damian at 3 assists.
Yeah, that seems like half of what he has.
Thought that was his 4th, but either way, we'll hold it 3 for the time being. So Damon, 8 points, 3 helpers. Saunders with 9, to lead BYU. So 9 Richie, 8 Yegor, 4 Kata, 5 Nell, 4 Kata, 3 catchings, 2s for Mihailo Boscovich and Fuseni Traore. 33-17 is our score. BYU by 16.
It's just fun to watch Yegor at his size handle the ball the way he does. He's being guarded by guys around his knees, and there's a lot of distance between his hand and the floor, but he just knows when to get low and when to move. He just has a knack, and that's why he is so highly touted. His ball handling skills at 6'9 is incredible.
By the way, that fourth assist has been credited to Deming. Officials tonight, by the way, are Tony Padilla, Randy McCall, and Chance Moore. 33-17 the score, BYU on top. Ivagaru bobbled up high to Fox, back to Ivagaru, and now Fagbimi with a 5-second shot clock. Fagbimi passes left corner, Ivagaru for three, in and out, the slap out, goes right to Turner. Turner will dive low, squeeze it up, a blocked shot, back into Turner's hands, and he scores off the window. He's got three.
Good hustle there, and Turner, a big boy himself, able to recover off the block and score it.
4:55 to play till halftime. Richie Saunders surveys top of the key, right wing Mihailo. Mihailo will jump into the paint. Little one-foot runner. Yes! Settles in nicely. Mihailo Boscovich has four. And the Cougar lead back up to a game-high tying 16:35-19.
That was a terrific move. Showing some skills, the big fella.
Turner, left wing. Finds Fagbimi out between the circles. Left side of the floor. UCA left to right as we see it, and you hear it. UCA in black, BYU in white. The three-pointer left side from Cato. Ribbles around and dropped down. He's got 10, does Cato. Second three here in the first half. 35-22, lead down to 13 for BYU. Boscovich on the far sideline to catchings up high. Now Deming, 30 feet away on the angle left. Yegor, slow bounce to his right, 4 minutes on the first half clock. Into a three, strong from Yegor. Offensive rebound, Foose. Foose pivoting, finding Saunders straight away. Saunders will drive it. Off the window, no, but he draws a foul. Will shoot two free throws after this, so Richie can get to double figures after the timeout. 3:52 to play till halftime. BYU 35, Central Arkansas 22. The Cougs up 13. Richie can make it 15 after this short intermission on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
LASIK right for you? At Utah Eye Centers, we've answered that question for over 25 years. With four locations and advanced technology, Utah Eye Centers has more experience and more answers. At Utah Eye Centers, we've seen it all.
Now that BYU is in the Big 12 Conference, it's no surprise the Cougars are facing some tough competition. As a business owner, you experience the same thing every day with your company. So let's work together. You'll be a vital part of our team by supporting BYU's 623 student-athletes, and we'll assist your organization in getting the results you want. Email sponsorship at byu.edu.
That's sponsorship at byu.edu today.
BYU Athletics and your business. Let's team up.
You're listening to Big 12 Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU Basketball brought to you by Bailey's Moving and Storage. We help you manage moving so you can focus on making memories. BYU 35, Central Arkansas 22 is our score late in half number one. 3:52 to play until halftime. Yeah, this UCA team is a work in progress. They advanced to Division I back in 2006. Since that time, just one winning season. And Coach John Shulman's objective is to get this team not just winning, but back to the NCAA tournament. He went to two NCAA tournaments with Chattanooga when he was the head coach there, and then Division II Alabama Huntsville, five seasons there, five NCAA tournaments. He knows how to get to the postseason. As we come back in, Richie Saunders spins out a free throw. And we stay 35-22. Saunders with nine. One more free throw to make it double figures here in the first half. Elias Cato has 10 for the Bears. Richie goes one for two, and there's 10 points for Saunders. 10 points, two rebounds, and an assist. Saunders will now take a seat, replaced by Trevin Nell. Saunders, by the way, double figure scoring in the first half for the sixth time in his career. Thank you, Tyson Jex. Foose fouls Diogo Seixas out front. Seixas is scorelush right now. From Albufeira, Portugal, and against San Jose State transfer. Seven starts in 28 games last year for Seixas. Non-shooting foul. Fouls are now 6 for BYU, 5 for UCA. Up top it is Seychelles. He'll dive it low, float it, bank it, miss it. Rebound to Yegor Deming. Yegor, long pass down floor, Catchings. Catchings accelerates to the baseline. Hands off to Foose. Foose lays it up and couldn't get it to go right at the rim. Taken off the rim by UCA. Bears into forecourt. Transition triple Lane Taylor strong. Offensive rebound UCA. For Ty Robinson. Robinson straddles the three-point line. Top of the arc. Hands off to Cato. Cato. Right wing Robinson. 3:05 to play till the break. BYU by 14. 36-22. A turnover by Robinson. Nell will come the other way with it. That's turnover number 11 for UCA here in half number one. BYU just 3 turnovers, so handling it really well since the opening moments. Nell back in the game. Thought about the 3, but he bobbled it. Now goes right wing to Demet. Yegor, crossover, runs his man into a screen, lobs it up, and the throwdown for Cannon Catchings!
Well, as nice as that dunk was, I mean, Yegor is just looks fantastic tonight. What a play from Yegor. Put it right in the right spot.
Assist number 5. Catchings now with 5 points, and BYU's lead is back to a game-high tying 16 at 38-22. Three-pointer the other way, strong. And Catchings had the rebound, but was out fought for by Robinson on the floor. He dove to the floor, whistles, and it'll be alternate possession, and it'll stay with UCA. It's a good hustle there by Robinson to keep it alive off the miss. 2:19 to go till the break. BYU 38 and UCA 22. Yegor, 8 points, 5 assists, 2 rebounds.
The Bears are missing, but they're missing it badly. So BYU's got a good core around the hoop for a rebound, but it's going over their heads, and then the perimeter players for UCA come in and get it.
Lane Taylor has a little Jimmer to his look in his game.
He's like a mini Jimmer, but definitely.
Taylor, little head fake, bobs it into a 3 left side. Blocked shot on the 3. And the Cougs come the other way. Yegor, forecourt, will lob down Loda. Foose, collect, go up, get blocked out of bounds, took a hit across the nose, and no call. Foose is bent over at the waist, took a hit across the face as 3 players went up to block the shot, and they took a lot of contact down low, and he's still trying to get right. Foose, I think a little woozy.
Pump fake, and then as the man that got pump fake came through, took a swipe at it, hit the ball, and then ricocheted into Foose's face. Should have been a foul, definitely.
2 minutes even to play till halftime. The Cougar lead has 16, never been larger than 16. The Cougars can expand it to a game-high cushion here on this possession. Yegor baseline out of bounds to the angle or to the right of the standard. No look left corner. Nell for 3, knocks it down. Trevin Nell with another Mountain America three-pointer. BYU now by 19 for the first time tonight, and give the assist to who else?
Yeah, and everybody... I mean, he gives a look off to make that happen. He knew where he was going. He never looked at Trevin Nell.
And found him perfectly in the pocket in the left corner. Trevin Nell then fouls a three-pointer the other way. It'll be Ty Robinson shooting 3 free throws for UCA. Just as BYU got out to a 19-point lead, expanding its game-high cushion that was 16. The Bears can make it 16 again should Robinson, no, beg your pardon, Fox. It's Ben Fox, not Ty Robinson, but Ben Fox. Gets 3 free throws here. Fox, a redshirt freshman, redshirting last year out of Little Rock, Arkansas. Fox will shoot 3.
Makes that one. If Hans were here, he'd say that Yegor had a good pocket, and he looked off the linebacker and found his receiver in the flat. That was a beautiful play by Yegor.
41-23, the score stays as Fox misses the second of 3, gets 1 more. Well, I know who to call if Hans ever checks in sick on game day, Mark. That was pretty good.
Listen, Hans, you better watch what you eat. I might poison you so I get the shot.
And miss again from Fox. So 1 for 3 on the trip. BYU's lead 18, 41-23. Cougs can make it 20 for the first time tonight. Yegor into the paint. Yegor right to the rim and throws it down with a right hand. Yegor Demi.
Man, this is impressive what he's doing. I mean, every part of his game is on point.
10 points. 3 rebounds, 6 assists, the hang and the miss at the rim by Robinson. Rebound, Catchings, outlet, Yegor. Yegor feeling it. Cross court, Richie takes a body check. It'll be a foul on Fagbimi with 1:10 to play until the break. That'll be foul number 6, so non-shooting here. Yegor Demi doing it all here in the first half.
Well, I'm impressed about a lot of things, but his ability to beat the defender on the perimeter off the dribble and get in the paint just causes so much trouble. You got a 6'9 guy in the paint that can pass like he has. I mean, you're helpless defensively.
10-6 in the first half, along with three rebounds. Yegor Engel left. 1 minute to play until the break. Yegor finds Trevin Nell, three-pointer right corner. Missed this three, and Catchings couldn't squeeze the rebound. Turner will outlet Fagbimi into forecourt. Cross-court left side, Lane Taylor. To the trailer, Fagbimi for three straight away, in and out. And the Cougs have the rebound, Saunders. Saunders, Demi, Yegor, front court, left side. Now top side. Out of the trailer, Saunders. Saunders gets into the alley, stops the left block. Straight away, Yegor for three. Why not? Why not? 13 points here in the first half to lead all scores. Yegor Demi putting on a show.
I guess he can score, I guess. I mean, he's doing it all.
BYU now doubling up Central Arkansas, 46-23, 11-1 run over the last three and change.
And when Yegor checked into this game a few minutes ago, it was a two-point game.
BYU running away late in the first half as Fagbimi stops in the block. Out to Robinson. A three with 2 seconds to go in the half. A miss. The rebound to Saunders. That'll be it. Halftime. BYU 46. Central Arkansas 23. Halftime coverage starts with a recap next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The second half of BYU basketball is about to begin. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back at the Marriott Center, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You're listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
Welcome back to Provo, where it's BYU 46 and Central Arkansas 23. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you courtside. Yegor Demin, six first-half assists, which gets us thinking about what's the freshman record for assists in a game? Danny Ainge holds it at 13 back in the day.
Danny Ainge in the building. I'm walking out to get a drink at halftime, and there's Travis Hanson, Danny Ainge, and Gifford Nielsen sitting next to each other. I thought it was the three Nephites in the building. That's a powerful trio there. And then Jimmer came over after. I'm like, what's going on?
You fit right in, Mark. You fit right in. All right, BYU left to right here in the second half. Trevin Nell missing an early three, but the Cougs grab the offensive rebound. Lob up, throw down! Yegor the alley-oop! Finish from Cannon Catchings.
Man. Wow. Great pass. And starting off a half again with an alley-oop dunk.
Assist number seven. And then driving is Fagbimi. They're going to call a goaltend on Cannon for getting up and taking it off the rim on the shot block attempt. So after that flurry, it's back to a 23-point game, 48-25.
It's just a bevy of riches on this team. I mean, Catchings, what an athlete to go up and get that. And a great pass from Yegor.
So the alley-oop dunk. Can you call it a shot? We're going to call it the shot of the game, brought to you by Zions Bank. For 150 years of helping you succeed, Zions Bank is for you. And you can do it inside. You can do it outside. Cannon Catchings. Cannon fire from three on the left side. And the Cougs now lead it by 26 for the first time, 51-25.
Cannon may be a little quiet in that first half, but, man, he's coming out firing.
A very noisy start to half number two for the freshman Catchings. Kada trying to steal on the base. Tips out of bounds. It'll stay UCA basketball.
Yeah, when you're playing a zone, which UCA's played a lot of, you're vulnerable to that guy running the baseline on that alley-oop. And, man, a great play to start the half from the Cougars. Knocked out of bounds by Nell on the sideline, so UCA will reset.
Miss and a rebound to Kava. Outlet Yegor. BYU in fourth court up 26. Demi in top of the key. Step back, crossover into 18 and short of the shot. Kava couldn't squeeze the carom. Now finds it and sends out to Nell, left wing. Reset to Demi near the timeline. 90 seconds in. BYU's up 26. Left corner, Richie from Yegor for three. Another Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer for Richie, three-pointer number two, and I think that's going to be assist number nine for Yegor. If he gets to double figures, it puts him tied for seventh among freshmen all-time at BYU.
We need to get him some rebounds. He'll be threatening that triple-double. He has three.
And by the way, that's the second most assists for a player making his BYU debut. Nine. The drive from Cato. Baseline jumper right side. Yes. Swishes it around. Cato's got a dozen. 54-27. BYU once again doubling up. UCA. 17:35 to play here in Provo. Richie again. Three-pointer right side. This one rims out. Collected by Fagbimi. Braden Fagbimi into forecourt. Top side. Left side. The pass right to Lane Taylor. 17:20 to play here in Provo. What's the call there in forecourt, Mark?
Foul out front. Trevin Nell is first. Second, I mean. First of the half.
Cable will take a seat as Foose will enter. So it's Deming with Nell, Saunders, Foose, and Catchings right now.
This is
up top, Glory Edom.
High-scoring five on the floor for BYU right now.
Cato takes a mid-post right feed, fades away off 1 foot, and knocks it down like Cato. He's got 14. Career high is 22.
He reminds me of the Pink Panther. Cato, he'll sneak up on you. He'll get you.
Trevin for three. Rims out.
Nice.
Stick back. Missed by Richie. And out of bounds off of UCA. It'll stay BYU basketball. A couple looks inside off the miss. Neither one goes. Elias Cato from Queensland, Australia, the number two scorer and rebounder for this team last year. They're really counting on him. He doubled his points per game from 1 year to the next last year. Last year had seven games as the top scorer for the Bears. He's been a good scorer in this one. Richie down the right side of the lane, right corner to Catchings. Angle right, Yegor for three. Yes, Yegor! 16 to lead all scorers. His fourth three of the night. 16 points, 9 assists, 3 rebounds, 1 helper away from a double-double.
And a steal.
Deming driving. Dunking! 59-29, BYU by 38. Yay for Yegor! He's doing it all.
Forget Trump and Harris. My vote goes to Yegor.
Timeout called. We're taking it with 16:30 to play. BYU by 30. On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Your home for BYU basketball is the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Only 7 BYU freshmen ever have had double-digit assists in a game. Yegor Deming is 1 assist from becoming the 8th BYU player to have 10 assists in a single game, and he's doing it in his first game of Division I basketball here at BYU. He's at 9 right now, so we're not going to get ahead of ourselves yet, but 18 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists. And from Russia with love, yeah. This guy's been something.
His offense, we knew he's a great passer, but his offense is just beautiful tonight. He's got a nice high release, very smooth, and so it's going to be very difficult for guys to guard him on the perimeter because of his length. And then his length is an asset on his shot, but it also is an asset defensively. He's able to reach into passing lanes, get the steal there, and that was a pretty cool dunk. I mean, he goes up with the left hand with one hand and throws it down with confidence. Everything he's done tonight, I'm just kind of goo-goo gaga over right now because this is a pretty special performance he's putting on so far.
Well, it's essentially a sold-out crowd here at the Marriott Center. Tough to find too many empty seats on this opening night, and anyone who got into the building will leave having liked what they saw tonight out of the first game coached by Kevin Young. All right, here we go. UCA, Central Arkansas, trailing BYU by 30, 59-29. Bears into forecourt right side. They go right to left as we see it, and you hear it. BYU left to right. Braden Fagbimi out front. Jumps a pass on the wing left side to Cole McCormick. McCormick splits defenders, gets into the alley, stopping at 10 feet. Out to Fagbimi with a 7-second shot clock. Braden Fagbimi, left side. Guarded by Saunders. Gets around Richie, who guards him well and forces him into a contested jumper. He makes off 1 foot, fading away 10-footer for Braden Fagbimi. He's got 7. Cougs up 28. Yegor. Stutter step. takes a little bit of a bump. No call. Missed the shot, but the putback hammer by Foose cleans it up. Fuseni Traore, and the fans say, Foose, as the Cougs go back up 30.
It's almost like a pass because he knew even if he missed that, he dropped both defenders, and that would leave it wide open for Foose, and Foose throws it down.
Bagbimi left side. Terminates. Holds it at his waist. Cross-court whip right corner. Turner cycled back to Fegbimi through Fox with a seven-second shot clock. Pull, fire, miss from three. Cannon catching the rebound. Cannon down the middle. Comes to the right side. Takes a bump from Fegbimi, and they call a straight turnover on Catchings. Only the fourth turnover. That's got to be the first turnover in about 18 minutes of gameplay, I think, for BYU. And that was a tough luck turnover because I thought there was a bump on Catchings that forced him to lose control out of bounds. Either way, we will take a break. 15-16 to play here in Provo. Cougs up 30, 61-31 over Central Arkansas on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back inside the Marriott Center, Provo, Utah, BYU home to UCA. Central Arkansas, the Bears, in their first ever meeting with BYU. Cougars lead by 30 with 15-16 to play. 61-31 is our score. BYU basketball is sponsored in part by Bam Bam's Barbecue, perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Come on in and enjoy Central Texas barbecue right here in Provo. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. So many options for Kevin Young on this roster. And this is a team without Dallin Hall at the moment. And Dallin's so important to BYU basketball in his first two seasons. Carried a pretty heavy load, especially last year when BYU was really good with Dallin running the show. And, you know, he won't play for maybe a little bit to start the year. Not a long-term thing. Should be okay. But, you know, to be able to turn to a Yegor Demian and an Elijah Crawford to hold things down until Dallin gets back, what a luxury.
Yeah, all the weight of that position was on him, especially in Big 12 play. And he just took a beating, really. And now to have Yegor, and they can play those guys together, and Dallin can do more things offensively and to be a recipient of some of these great passes from Damon. I mean, that's just another weapon that's just in the quiver waiting to be played when he's healthy.
We're back in. UCA in black with purple and white. BYU with white and royal. A bobble and recover by Cole McCormick on the near sideline as UCA goes right to left from our vantage point. Ty Robinson fakes a pass and now makes a pass to Michael Evagaru on the right wing. Back to Lane Taylor topside. Stripe extended left. Robinson low. Turner. Turner goes for the dunk. He's blocked by Fuseni Traore. He's blocked by Mowat Mag, and the second block resulted in a foul and free throws. So Mag will pick up his second foul of the night. And it'll be two free throws for Nehemiah Turner. Turner was 1-for-2 at the stripe in the first half, and now he shoots into the rock end of the arena. The rock in the exhibition game against Colorado Christian forced CCU into an 0-for-7 half at the free throw line. Let's see if it continues here tonight. And it does. So it's Nehemiah Turner missing.
Turner probably doesn't need a lot of help from the rock to miss, but they get one.
So no outside opponent has yet made a free throw at this end of the arena yet this year, exhibition or regular season, and it stays that way. 0-for-2, and the Rock loves it. The fans exult as it stays 61-31. That's always a fun side note here at the building. Yegor, right wing, a one-hand whip, cross-court left. Dawson missed the three. Cannon couldn't control the rebound but knocked out of bounds by UCA. Again, the next assist for Deming will give him 10, which would make him one of only 8 freshmen all-time to have double-digit assists in a game and would tie for the most assists in a BYU debut.
That was a difficult pass. It was one-handed, over the shoulder, across court. He just makes it look so easy.
Cannon into a three. Air ball, but it falls right to Mowat Mag, knocked out of his hands, taken away. And UCA the other way. 14:25 to play here in Provo. BYU by 30, 61-31. Lane Taylor working left side, now working top side, and works it to the free throw line. He'll kick it off a bounce pass left corner to McCormick. Yegor gets a hand in, knocks away the pass intended for Robinson. It'll stay UCA ball with a 13-second shot clock and a 14-14 game clock.
It's just so nice on your perimeter to have the length of Yegor and Cannon Catchings and what Mag, when he's in there, he's playing the perimeter. it just makes everything difficult. There's no pass that's safe on the perimeter when you have that length.
Turner, bounce pass back door. Taylor drifts it right corner. Fagbimi, and a knock out of bounds by Baker with a 7-second shot clock. So BYU doing a nice job of not letting UCA get the cleanest of looks. Timeout taken by Coach John Shulman. 30-second break. We'll stay right here. We've already had the team called long media timeout here in the second half. So 30 seconds as called by Tony Padilla. 61-31, BYU with the advantage. BYU basketball is presented in part by Delta Airlines. Delta, the official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. And the BYU men's basketball team will play its first 5 games of the regular season at home before heading to San Diego for a high-caliber Thanksgiving week tournament. And the season getting off to a solid start to this point, BYU fixing to win its 6th consecutive regular season opener.
You know, one thing I'm interested to see, Greg, is how they use Foose this year. You know, Foose is a guy that plays with his back to the basket. And you want to get him a post touch, and he's almost unstoppable when he catches it on the block and is making a move. But I haven't seen BYU try to get any post touches other than lobs and dribble penetration. It's just not part of their deal, and I just kind of wonder how Foose will fit in because he's so dangerous with his back to the basket, but this just doesn't seem to be part of the offense for BYU.
Ty Robinson's the inbounder, far sideline, goes back court to Braden Fagbimi with a 4-second shot clock. A free throw line leaner, no, and the rebound to Foose. Foose will clear to Yegor. Last BYU freshman to score 20 in his BYU debut was TJ Hawes. Yegor's at 18. Richie is at 16, a three-pointer right wing, and the assist. Was there an assist on that one, Diego, or was that?
They could give it to him. I mean, it came from him, but.
Okay, we'll see if they do give it to him. If they do, that's 10. So 18 and 10, double-double for Damian.
I gave it to him.
And so that ties the all-time assist record for a BYU debut and ties him for 7th all-time in the freshman single-game assist category. One of 8 players now to get double-digit assists as a freshman in a single game. And this is game one for him. Fagbimi jumps a pass left corner to Taylor. Taylor bodied on the baseline, pulls it out to the wing left side. Now restarts down the end line on Baker. Sends it right corner and a knock out of bounds. Nice rotation by Yegor. It'll stay UCA basketball with a 6.4-second shot clock. So 64-31 means the Cougs now have their game-high lead of 33. And the double-double for Deming has been something to see. 18 and 10 points and assists.
And BYU now just kind of baiting the passes on the perimeter.
Lob and throw down to Cato. That was off the sideline, and he hung on the rim a little while. I think fans wanted a technical there, didn't get it. 64-33, BYU by 31. Crossover Yegor drive kick for assist number 11. Yes, off the three-pointer from Mawut Mag. No BYU players ever had 11 assists in his Cougar debut until tonight. Yegor now 18 and 11. 67-33, BYU by a game-high 34 points. UCA front court right side, Lane Taylor three-pointer, short on an offensive rebound, stick back, no. Missing on the twirling turnaround was Edom, and the BYU on the rebound. Yegor, Dawson spins it out from three with 12:39 to play. It stays 67-33, BYU by 34.
Kata with the block, helps side D.
Right corner, Dawson from Yegor. In and out. Mark, they gave the assist to Saunders on that mag three, but I thought that was Yegor to mag on the corner, wasn't it?
Definitely was.
Lane Taylor for three, knocks it down the other way with 12-12 to play.
Yeah, Yegor had come down flying through the lane, kicked it to Saunders, so it should be his assist.
12 minutes to play. BYU in forecourt up 31 now. Mag three, top of the key. Short. Front rims it. Fagbimi the rebound. Fagbimi front court right side. Under 12-minute media timeout coming on the next whistle with BYU cruising here in the Marriott Center. Fagbimi around Damien. Right corner off a backward handoff to Taylor. Three skips across the hoop. Richie the rebound. Down floor Dawson. Dawson will drive. Take contact at the rim. There comes the late call. We'll get free throws for Dawson Baker after this break. So with 11:31 to go. BYU leads by 31. Can add to the tally with Baker free throws after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here's Jason Shepherd with a scoreboard update.
Arizona State is in action in Tempe, hosting Idaho State. 10 minutes to go in the second half, and it is the Sun Devils leading 41-34. Two other finals in the Big 12 tonight, Texas Tech over Bethune-Cookman, 94-61, and it was K-State winning at home over New Orleans by a final score of 89-65. Back over to the Marriott Center. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU Basketball brought to you by Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm. Can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. 18 points, 11 rebounds. 18 points, 11 assists, 4 rebounds for Yegor Demian in his BYU regular season debut. For the moment, officially just 10 assists on the stat monitor, but I think that last one was miscalculated, so it should end up at 11 at some point. Either way, no BYU players ever had 11 assists in a Cougar debut until tonight. So record-setting stuff here from the kid from Moscow.
Yeah, it might be tip of the iceberg for him. I think this is just how he plays. He's not having a different type of performance for him. He just plays that good, and he'll finally get a rest.
Yeah. As we come back in, Dawson Baker will shoot two free throws to make it a 33-point game. 67-36 the lead right now. Dawson leaned, and you could tell he was going to be short on that one. He's short. 0-for-1 on the trip by Baker. Baker tonight, no points. 0-for-6 from the field.
BYU struggled, is a strong word, but when they did struggle in this game, it was with Yegor on the bench. So let's see if Elijah can play a little better as that free throw does go.
So Baker 1-for-2, his first point of the night, makes it a 32-point lead, 68-36. BYU now with some backcourt pressure from Saunders and Crawford. Boscovich, Baker, and Cada, the other players on the floor. Richie almost had the steal, but it rebounds to Seixas. He'll go low to Turner, who lays it off the window up and in. Turner's got 5. 68-38, 30-point lead for BYU. The line tonight was 31.5 to 34 points. BYU the favorite. They're in that neighborhood. 11 minutes to play here in Provo. Crawford topside, Baker right wing. Baker a little crossover, spins his man to the right block and sends high to Elijah. Jabbing from 3, will go instead to Richie on the wing left side. Richie, bodied by Cato, out in a 3-second shot clock for Crawford with 2 and with 1. The spin to the rim, the scoop, and the miss at the shot clock expiration. It'll come the other way with 10:42 to play. Won't see too many clocks for BYU get that late.
Well, I think this team needs to learn how to play without Yegor. He probably can't play 40 minutes, and obviously that possession was a struggle for them without him running the floor.
By the way, now officially on the stat sheet, 18 and 11 for Demi. Fox, left elbow to Cato, straight away Fegbimi with a 10-second shot clock. Elias Cato with 16 to lead the Bears. Seixas for 3, knocks it down right side. Diogo Seixas was scoreless until that moment. His first points come from the three-point line. 68-41, BYU's lead, which had been as large as 34, is dipped to 27. Cato hands off Dawson, long 3. Nope. 12 for 37 now. The Cougs dip under 33% from 3. UCA in front court. Right side, Fagbimi. Free throw line, jump pass, left corner, Cato. And on the wing, Seixas. Seixas on a short roll to Cato. He'll back down and get stripped by Saunders on the steal. BYU into forecourt. Richie down the barrel. Richie in the lane. Richie takes a hit on the head as he went to the hole. He'll get 2 free throws with 9:35 to play.
A tough night for Dawson. I mean, he's looked good in the exhibitions. 0-for-6 from 3, 0-for-7 overall. That's unusual for him.
68-41, the Cougar lead 27 with 9:35 to play.
Boscovich, and I really liked his minutes in the first half.
Crawford, baseline send in to the left of the standard. Lobs out to Traore, and Ketchig's now near the timeline. Crawford comes to meet with a 20-second shot clock. 9:30 game clock, and BYU up big. Elijah Boskovic for three. Pole fires. Score! Mihailo Boskovic with seven on 3 for 4 from the floor. 1 for 2 from three. The Cougs make it 30 again, 71-41. Boskovic getting into the axe from the three-point line. He guards a smaller Fagbimi, calls Crawford back to Fagbimi as the pass goes high to Seixas. Diogo Seixas in the paint to Turner, a strip from Baker and a steal from Boskovic. Nicely done between the two of them. Crawford into forecourt, down the barrel. No look, Mihailo. Mihailo, pull, fire, missed this three. Offensive rebound stick back by Foose, but it's blocked out of bounds. It'll stay. BYU basketball with 8:48 to play.
Yeah, nice job by Foose to see that that was not going to make it. He's able to catch it, tried to put it up quickly, got blocked out of bounds. So BYU will trigger Crawford on the baseline. Gets into Foose, knocked away again. So trigger from the other side.
Timeout taken by Kevin Young here, a 30-second break that we'll keep right here. We're not yet to the under 8. So with 11 assists, Yegor Demian tonight is one of six BYU freshmen all time to have 11 or more in a single game. Danny Ainge had 13 to set the record. Scott Sinek had 13.
Love Scott Sinek, played with my brother.
As a freshman. Danny Ainge, again, did it, had 12. So Ainge pops up twice. Then you get Marty Hawes, 11. Matt Montague, 11. Matt Carlino, 11. Those are the only freshmen to have 11 or more assists in a single game. And Yegor's doing it in his first game. And the crowd responding to another Jake Retzloff sighting on the big board. I love that. Last couple games, they show Jake on the screen, and the fans notice, and they love their quarterback of the undefeated and now ninth in the CFP-ranked BYU Cougars. But back to that freshman assist number. Six guys, including Yegor Demian, have had 11 or more assists in a single game as a freshman. Yegor the sixth.
Jake could probably get a few tips from Yegor on how to pass the ball.
8:47 to go. Foose will send in. And find Boskovic in the paint, but it was kind of an awkward pass. It was taken away. Crawford tried to take it right back, and now Boskovic will steal it back for BYU in the Cougar backcourt. Boskovic will drive the lane. Reverse lane. Good! Mihailo!
He went high and low and scored it on the reverse.
Just soaring in from the right baseline. Took it beneath the hoop, and the reverse lay-in, making it 73-41, BYU by 32, and Mihailo Boskovic now with 9.
Listen, obviously that's a great shot, the reverse, a la Dr. J coming from the other side, but for a 7-footer to catch it in transition on the perimeter and then make that move, that's impressive.
9 points in 10 minutes for Mihailo Boskovic. 8:18 to play here in Provo. BYU by 32, 73-41. Open for three, Fagbimi. He'll miss it off the flange, and the rebound to Mihailo. Outlet Crawford. Coming up on the under 8-minute media timeout. On that whistle, we will take a break. 73-41 Cougs. Crawford. Three-pointer left corner. Cannon Catchings knocks it down.
Cannon just doing his thing. I mean, he's got 13. He's looked terrific. Everybody getting in the act.
Tonight's attendance, 16,941 to witness this crowd pleaser. Cato three-pointer left corner off the rim, the backboard and out. We'll take a break. 7:31 to go for the first time tonight. BYU leads by 35. 76-41 the score on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to Big 12 Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar basketball brought to you in part by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at siegfriedandjensen.com. Next up for BYU, UC Riverside coming in here on Friday night. The Highlanders were losers in Eugene at Oregon last night. They'll come in 0-1. BYU tonight, a 35-point lead, game-high cushion. At 76-41, moments ago, Cannon Catchings with his third three of the night, giving BYU 14 threes on 40 tries. 14 for 40, 35%. That'll do nicely. In fact, that might be kind of maybe the number right in the wheelhouse for Kevin Young. Take a 40, make 14-15, you're in the mid-30s. That certainly gets the job done.
Yeah, and we still got 7.5 minutes to go. I mean, that's a prolific number. And if you could shoot that volume around 35 to 40%, you're going to win a lot of games. I mean, the numbers are just there to back that up. So that's clearly the approach Kevin Young's going to take, shoot a lot of threes. He's got the players to do it. And it's going to be a headache for the teams.
BYU now with threes in 346 consecutive games. With the win tonight, BYU will win its sixth consecutive season opener and extend its non-conference home win streak to 14 games. BYU 76, Central Arkansas 41. The Bears, a two-game Beehive State road swing. UCA will play at the Huntsman Center on Thursday. All right, Cougars back on the floor with Elijah Crawford, Cannon Catchings, Trevin Nell, Mihailo Voskovic, Fuseni Traore. Could be the Yegor's night is done, and there'd be no reason to bring him back in, you'd think, at this point. Mark, what do you say?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, he played a pretty good amount of minutes in the time that he was in, and it's a long haul, man. It's a real long haul, so rest him.
He's at 25 right now, minutes played. Oh, sending the ball into bounds and then diving out of bounds was Ty Robinson.
Sometimes courtside seats are awesome. Sometimes not as good.
He landed on the Ryan Smith seats.
Listen, don't mess with the Smiths. We got to take care of the Smiths.
7:22 to go. Everyone's okay. Laughs and smiles, and that's kind of a cool moment if you don't get hurt.
You look like the Utah Hockey Club going into the boards there.
Nehemiah Turner, left wing Lane Taylor. Taylor's going to try and split defenders and dive it low. Hands high to Evagaru. Banks in the three. Michael Evagaru with his first field goal, and it's a memorable one. It banked in three from the top of the key. Cuts the lead to 32. 76-44, BYU on top. Catchings right corner, Boskovic. Mihailo windmills away and finds Catchings. Cycle to Crawford. Crawford, wing left,
they look
harassed.
Like trying to get Foose, maybe get him a touch down low.
Catchings will dribble into a three right side, miss it. Foose had a chance at the rebound, but Turner yanks it away. Turner's a big fella. Down floor, Robinson right to the rim. Bank and miss at the glass and rebound to BYU. Crawford, BYU's got numbers. Crawford down the wing right side. No look, Trevin Nell. Jab, step back.
Yegor is checking back in.
Okay. So more minutes for Yegor tonight. Foose collects and lays off the window.
Yeah, I still want to see that. I mean, he's just too good to not give him the five or six touches like that a game.
Lane Taylor bouncing. Near straight away to Turner. Foose almost had the steal. Turner will dive it low. Miss at the rim. Take a hit on the way to the 10. He'll get two free throws. So Yegor does check back in with Kay Bakeda. So work to be done, says Kevin Young. BYU up 34. That's going to give his guys more run. And again, Yegor, we watched that number. That's sitting at 11 right now. Again, the all-time freshman single-game record is 13, set by Danny Ainge. Fuseni Traore's jumped into 51st place all-time now in career scoring with that last bucket. And another miss. So UCA is 0-for-3. Shooting into the rock end of the arena tonight. Turner has missed four in a row, and he's 1-for-5 on the night. Maybe not the guy you'd be shooting to break this particular streak into the rock end, but here we go. 78-44. The Cougar lead 34, 6:02 to play, and Turner 1-for-5, now 1-for-6, and the rock is impervious. Colorado Christian and UCA are a combined 0-for-11 shooting free throws into the rock end in the second half of these last two games, exhibition and regular season opener. A pass from Yegor low to Kaba. Kaba would have gone up for a dunk, but he was held and will shoot two free throws. So Kaba to the line on the would-be assist from Deming. Yegor, his line holds at 18 points, 11 assists, 4 rebounds, 2 steals. What a night in his first game as a BYU Cougar.
He's been great and was sidelined a lot of that first half because of foul trouble.
Kaba playing with three, makes the free throw. Kaba, 5 points, 9 rebounds. So he could have a double-digit rebound guy and a double-digit assist guy out of the starting five. Richie's also got 8 boards off 16 points as well. Kaba 2-for-2. And BYU 80-44, pardon me. The Cougar game-high lead is now 36.
Okay, but can give Diego. And I was sorry, I got a steal from Catchings in the backcourt.
Catchings will wait for reinforcements to arrive. Boskovich back to Cannon left side. Nell, angle right. Calls for a screen from Yegor. Soft screen. Yegor will drift high and take the little handoff from Nell. Yegor thought about Mihailo on the pick and pop. Will instead take it down the lane, cuff it, and hand back to Mihailo. Mihailo will drive it. Free throw line. Pass left. Catchings for three off a drift. And yes, he knocks it down. Cannon Catchings just sliding to his left and elevates for three. Cannon makes it 83-44. BYU's lead is now 39, and Catchings has 16 points. 4-for-10 from deep.
Yeah, I mean, the guy is just the epitome of smoothness.
That and a not. Jumper left wing from Taylor sticks between the rim and the glass. It'll come to BYU. By the way, Cannon Catchings with four threes. That's the second most threes. Tied for the second most threes for a BYU player making his debut. Mike Rose had eight against Southern Utah to set the record for a Cougar debut. But then you've got Whiting, Carlino, Chase Fisher, and now Cannon Catchings tied for second with four threes apiece in their BYU debuts. All kinds of little historical tidbits coming into play tonight with this loaded BYU roster.
Going to be a lot of superlatives with that duo, Catchings and Damon.
83-44, BYU's lead game high 39. 4:53 to play. Seixas into Taylor and back to Seixas on the left block. Sees a double and turns it over as Yegor gets in a passing lane for the steal. Second steal for Yegor. It's an outer three for Yegor. Damien out front finds Nell. Touch pass Mihailo. Mihailo back to Yegor. Thought about a pass to his left. Nell to bounce it with his right hand with a 15-second shot clock to the top of the key. Right wing Catchings. Catching jumps it back to Yegor. Finds Mihailo on the arc left. Late in the clock, down to six, down to five. Skip pass, Cannon, pull, fire, miss off the front rim. Offensive rebound, Mihailo! A pass back to Catchings, and he misses at the rim, but he's fouled. He'll shoot two free throws. What a find from Mihailo. Just an over-the-head kind of hook whip down low, and it draws a foul of Catchings, and he will shoot two. With 4:15 to play and BYU up 39, looking to go up 40 for the first time tonight, we tell you that BYU basketball is brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Free throw good. 40-point lead. First time tonight, 84-44 is our score. The Cougars on an 8-0 run, a larger 16-3 spurt here in the closing moments.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with Mihailo. He just got cleared, so he's good to go. Free throw missed by Catchings, but he can move. He's got some real athleticism and extends that possession with some rebounds. Nice job.
4:05 to play. 40-point lead, 84-44. Three-pointer Fox, short from the right corner. Rebound Cada. And now Yegor will take it in the front court, left side. Yegor. Top of the arc, right wing Trevin. Trevin back to Yegor straight away. Looks beneath the basket and a turnover. Pass didn't find its target. We'll take a timeout. We'll see if Yegor comes back here in the final 4 minutes. We have 3:46 to go. And BYU's up 40, 84-44 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU fans, dinner after the game at JCW's includes something for everybody. From burgers to wings, shakes to salads. JCW's quality and a lot of it in Lehigh. American Fork, Provo, South Jordan, and Harriman. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you courtside. What a night, opening night for BYU men's basketball. And almost 17,000 fans in the building and newcomers putting on a show. Veterans playing like the savvy players they are and doing their part. A little bit of everything, just like JCW's tonight for BYU.
Yeah, they're checking a lot of boxes for me. I wanted to see a little more offense from Yegor, and he's delivered in spades. He looks terrific. Cannon continues to impress. I had a little bit of question mark about Mihailo, and he's looked terrific. I know what to expect from those returners, and they've been good. I mean, I just couldn't be happier, and I just want to see Dallin get healthy and just be at a full complement. This team could really be special. I know it's one game against Central Arkansas, but everything I've seen so far has just enforced that view.
All right, BYU on an 8-0 run will defend as UCA comes back court to front court. Yegor's back on the floor with Mihailo, Catchings, Mag, and Nell. So Kevin Young is not off the pedal yet.
I like when Mawad is in the game, how they put him on top of the defense.
Fagbimi, left wing, Taylor jumps it back to Braden. Closing out on Fagbimi, a backdoor cut by Turner and blocked on his dunk attempt, and BYU comes the other way. Nell, front court, left side, Damien. Yegor sizing up the smaller Fagbimi, will dribble to the top, get a high screen from Mag. The lob low, and Catchings went for the dunk, but getting in the way of it was Cato. One's going to let him have that alley-oop. UCA the other way. Taylor cycled Seychelles to Fagbemi on the right side. UCA right to left, BYU left to right here in half number two. We've taken our final media timeout. We have 2:50 to play. Seychelles. Angle left, Fagbemi. The Johns Hopkins transfer. Whips a one-handed pass in the right corner to Nehemiah Turner. Missed the three, rebounded by Mawet Mag. For Mag, that's rebound number three to go with 3 points. And the Cougs into forecourt with 2:30 to play, leading by 40, 84 to 44. Yegor lost the handle and turned it over to Fagbemi. He breaks the other way, and two guys tried to block him, including Yegor, and Fagbemi took the brunt of that, hits the deck, and he'll get two free throws with 2:27 to go. They gave the foul to Yegor. So Deming will pick up his just first of the night. BYU has its sixth of the second half, neither team yet in the bonus, four fouls against UCA. By the way, Kava Keita, 6 points, 10 rebounds. The 10 rebounds, his fifth double-digit rebounding effort as a collegian. When he was at Utah, the Utes were 4-0 when he had double-digit rebounds, and now BYU is going to go 1-0 when Kava gets to 10-plus on the glass.
Well, Yegor played very clean as another free throw is missed.
Unbelievable.
but he has had two turnovers in a row, unlike him, a little sloppy with the passes, but up to that point had been clean.
So in last week's exhibition game and tonight, opponents have taken 12 free throws into the student end of the arena and missed all 12. Mark.
That's crazy.
Help me out here. There it is. 1 for 13. And now as the second of two goes, 84 to 45, BYU by 39. Yegor straight away. Cycles Mag to Crawford right corner. Back to Mag on the angle right. Now angle left, Baker. Baker.
Mismatch down low with Boskovich if they can find him.
They're running outside the arc now. Baker to Yegor. Yegor for three, strong on it. Offensive rebound. Stick back score. Elijah Crawford elevates and bounces it off the window. 86 to 45. BYU by 41 for the first time tonight. 1:51 to play.
Yeah, that was pretty.
For Crawford, his first two. Another player gets onto the score sheet. That's 10 Cougars to score. And at the other end,
yeah, nice backdoor cut for Cato. Gets a bucket.
18 for Elias Cato, averaging 12 a game last year. Has played really well here in the opener for the Bears of John Shulman. He'll take his team to Salt Lake on Thursday to play the Utes. 86-47, BYU by 39. Deflected ball out of bounds. And it'll stay BYU basketball in forecourt. They'll inbound right in front of us. BYU basketball brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass with locations in St. George, Cedar City, Vernal, Roosevelt, American Fork, Provo, and now a new location in Payson. Mawet Mag will drive, bounce it to Mihailo off the window. Good. A little half turn to the glass, and Boskovich, double figures off the bench.
It's looked terrific. I mean, just that play to catch it and turn and score over the defense, very athletic looking.
88-47, BYU by 41 yet again, tying the game high cushion. Cato for three. Yes, 21 for Elias Cato, including three threes, cuts the lead to 38. At this point, I think BYU would still, as they say, cover. Baker at the free throw line, turnaround jumper, Yegor, strong on it. Rebound Turner, 45 seconds to go. 88 to 50, the Cougar lead. Braden Fagbemi, top of the arc, will jump it from three, miss it wide left, it's an air ball. BYU basketball is brought to you by Smith's. Cougar fans, you can score big for game day meals at Smith's with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Smith's, fresh for everyone. And everyone who has played has scored for BYU tonight.
Mihailo got a piece of that one, so stay Bears ball.
So Mark catching the deflection there. Long jumper missed from the right side. This one does go to Mihailo on the carom, and BYU can dribble this one out. We'll see if they do. Yep, they will. So, the first game of the Kevin Young era, one to remember in a lot of ways. Yegor Demian, the star of the show, more assists than any BYU player ever, making his BYU debut. 11 helpers to go with 18 points. Yegor pacing BYU with an 88-50 win over UCA. This season is underway with a W here at the Marriott Center. Good stuff.
Win number one of many for Coach Young.
BYU basketball presented by Sierra West. Largest dealer in Utah, lowest prices in three stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers, we price match. We will recap this match after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Your home for BYU basketball is the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, so welcome back to the Marriott Center here in Provo, Utah, where BYU opens the Kevin Young era in style. Final score is 88-50. The Cougars over Central Arkansas. Let's begin our postgame coverage by getting you our postgame honorees. We start with our Waystar Star of the Game, brought to you by Waystar. Simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at waystar.com. And who else but Yegor Demian, the freshman from Moscow, Russia, and Real Madrid product. Comes to BYU and introduces himself to the Cougar faithful here in the regular season opener with 18 points on 7 of 13 shooting, 4 for 7 from deep, 4 rebounds, and the big number, 11 assists, the most assists for a BYU player making his BYU debut, and one of only 6 BYU freshmen all time to have 11 or more in a single game. His 4 threes, by the way, along with Cannon Catchings, tie for the second most threes from players making their BYU debut. So Yegor Demian is the Waystar Star of the Game. Tonight's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game is Richie Saunders. It is brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart, the source for metal roofing and siding. When you buy from Palmer's Metal Mart, you buy from the manufacturer direct and you save money. Richie tonight, the returner, goes 16 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists. He was 6 for 11 shooting, 3 for 7 from deep. And in Richie's stat line, you can also add a steal. In 26 minutes of play, he was plus 23. So the Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game is Richie Saunders, which brings us to tonight's New Skin Data Discovery. It's presented by New Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. Mark, you've scoured the box score. What do you see for a data discovery?
Yeah, that 44 three-point attempts is really something. That's got to be up there with the most ever attempted from BYU. I think I read somewhere on the X that they had 43 attempts in their first game last year, but it just goes to show you that this team is going to focus on shooting the three.
And BYU made how many?
And they made 15.
Yeah, so just over 33%.
That's not great, but if you're at around 35% shooting that number, that's really good.
All right, that's your New Skin data discovery. We'll get more into the box score as we continue with player and coach conversations courtside. We're going up to Cougar Postgame Live with Jason Shepherd next, though, and that'll be after this break. As we take a break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the New Skin BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
Break. Final score, 88-50, BYU over Central Arkansas. Jason Shepherd next with Cougar Post Game Live here on the New Skin, BYU Sports Network.
Ebenezer Scrooge, you have yet a chance of escaping my fate.
Bah, humbug.
You still have time to get a Mountain America Rewards credit card and earn 3 times the points on every dollar spent, but only through the stroke of midnight on December 31st.
I suppose I can learn to enjoy the holidays with triple rewards.
Apply today and learn more at macu.com/triple.
Membership required based on eligibility. Loans on approved credit offer can change or be withdrawn at any time. Limited time offer. Business cards not eligible.
This song doesn't have a name, but if it did, it'd probably be something about togetherness, because it's a collaboration, not between pop stars and producers, but between music therapists and kids. Music therapy is a treatment that doesn't involve medication or needles, and it's been proven to help children manage pain and contribute to faster healing. So it shouldn't surprise you, it's our favorite song. And just one way we partner with you for a life well lived. Intermountain Health, the power of we.
You are listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
What's up, BYU Radio friends? Spencer Linton and Jerem Jordan here on the latest BYU Sports Nation. Following a wild weekend in the Big 12, BYU now more than ever controls their own destiny. We discuss that and preview the Utah game with ESPN's Trevor Maddich.
On the next episode, we'll call our shot. Where will BYU be ranked in the first college football playoff rankings?
Listen on demand, Google BYU Sports Nation podcast, or tune in live at noon Eastern for BYUSN here on
BYU Radio, baby.
This is Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Cougar Postgame Live is brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Cougar Postgame Live is also brought to you by Delta, official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Here's your host, Jason Shepherd.
Welcome into Cougar Postgame Live, presented by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Impressive debut for the BYU Cougars. They begin the season 1-0. 88-50 is the final score. Cougars with the victory. And remember, when the Cougars win, you win with Papa John's Pizza. Use the online promo code BYU50, that's BYU50, on the app or at PapaJohns.com tomorrow and receive 50% off pizza. This offer is good at any Utah location tomorrow only. I know Greg and Mark were talking about the debuts from some of the new players, but man, what a debut for Yegor Demon. 18 points, 7 of 13 from the field, 4 of 7 from 3, 4 rebounds, 11 assists. Cannon Ketching, 17 points, 3 rebounds, and an assist. They gave you absolutely no reason to not be thoroughly pumped for the futures of these two players, not to mention what Richie Saunders did with 16 points, Boscovich with 11. Just an all-around good performance by the BYU Cougars in their debut for the 24-25 college basketball season. Other action tonight in the Big 12. Everything is a final. We'll start with the game that has gone final most recently, and it wasn't necessarily an offense fest here. Arizona State and Idaho State playing in Tempe, very low scoring for what you would expect, but the Sun Devils do get the win. They start the season 1-0. They defeat Idaho State by a final score of 55-48. Earlier tonight, it was K-State with the win at home over New Orleans by a final score of 89-65. And Texas Tech also begins the season 1-0. They defeat Bethune-Cookman 94-61. Switching gears a little bit, coming up in our next segment, we'll update you on the college football playoff rankings. The inaugural rankings of the expanded 12-team format were released. We'll get to that coming up in the next segment. But big game tomorrow for BYU women's soccer. They're playing in the semifinals of the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City, Missouri. BYU with the impressive win over Oklahoma State in the quarterfinals on Saturday morning. They are back in action tomorrow, taking on top-seeded TCU. And that's obviously going to be a great matchup, and it's one that you can watch on ESPN Plus tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. Mountain Time. So good luck to Jennifer Rockwood, the coaching staff, and all the players for BYU women's soccer as they take on the Horned Frogs tomorrow in the semifinals of the Big 12 tournament. All right, coming up next, we will get to the college football playoff rankings. Where did BYU fall? What does the bracket look like? We'll get into all of those details when we return. Cougars getting the win tonight at the Marriott Center. Your final score, 88-50, BYU over Central Arkansas. More Cougar Postgame Live presented by Big O Tires next on the new skin, BYU Sports.
Here's Jason Shepherd with more Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Led by Yegor Demon,
With 18, BYU gets the win over Central Arkansas tonight at the Marriott Center, 88-50. Welcome back to Cougar Post Game Live, presented by Big O Tires. Another game will be taking place at the Marriott Center tomorrow night. BYU women's basketball beginning their season. They will be hosting the Idaho Vandals. I will have the call for you here on the new skin BYU Sports Network at 7 o'clock. Join me for the radio play-by-play of the game also on ESPN+. All right. The first college football playoff rankings were released earlier tonight. And remember, this is the first year with the expanded 12-team format. BYU was ranked ninth, but because it is currently leading the Big 12 Conference, it's projected to be a four seed and receive a first-round bye to the quarterfinals. Now, who would they play? Well, they would face the winner of 12-seed Boise State and 5-seed Ohio State. And Ohio State was also one of those teams that was ranked higher or ranked different than where they were seated. They were ranked number two. They are a 5-seed, but they would, in this scenario, and again, it's just the first one, they would face the winner of Boise State and Ohio State. Other teams of note, K-State was ranked 19th, Iowa State was 17th, and SMU was the first team out at number 13. Oregon was ranked number one. All right, after the break, we'll get you back to the Marriott Center for more Cougar Post Game Live with Greg and Mark, their player guest, Richie Saunders. Good game for Richie with 16 points and 8 rebounds, not to mention 2 assists. You'll hear from all three on the other side as the Cougars get the win, 88-50 at the Marriott Center on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
We named him our Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game for this game. His name is Richie Saunders. Richie joining us here courtside. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you, and Richie with us after BYU's 88-50 win over Central Arkansas in the Cougs' regular season opener. Richie, great to have you back with us. Well, first of all, great to have you back at BYU. I know you had some decisions to make back in the spring. Seems like a long time ago, but man, we are so glad that you are back in BYU blue and white. And just first of all, just that right there, it's so good having you be a Cougar, man.
Hey, you know, I'm so happy I'm here. Like, it was a crazy little bit in off season, but you know, now that we're just hooping again, like, I'm so glad I'm in the Marriott Center again.
Is tonight's game about what you figure this team is capable of in its season opener?
Yeah, it takes a little bit, right? Like, we have so many new pieces, and like, that's the whole reason we have these non-conference games. We have a long way to grow. I'm happy with what we're seeing and how we're developing, you know, but we do have room to grow, and I'm excited for that. But again, like, just first off, good that we got this win, and did it with some good box score type stuff, good team stuff.
Richie, you're a real veteran at this point. You've been around the block a little bit. You're almost like a coach out on the floor. I'm interested to hear your perspective on this team. You talked a little bit about it, but, you know, you've seen a couple different teams over the years and been around. What's your assessment so far with this group?
We freaking play hard, you know, and there's a lot of really talented people in this gym, and it's really fun to be a part of. You know, like, I see we are younger. It is funny to be, like, a veteran now. I'm like, what? Like, this is crazy, you know? But like, there's a really good people on this team, both on the court and off the court, and we have a lot of potential. And again, like, I'm excited to continue to grow as a team, and we will. And I think that's an exciting thing.
No BYU player had ever had as many as 11 assists in his Cougar debut. Jaeger puts up an 18-11 tonight, points and assists. How long was it with you playing with him before you started to draw some conclusions about what kind of player he was and is?
No, I mean, right off the bat, like, I know if I cut hard, he's going to find me. And it's incredible, and it's fun to play, be on the floor with him.
Richie, Coach Young's first win tonight as a Division I head coach, and that's always a tumultuous, you referenced it a little bit earlier, a hard time, a new coach, new philosophy, new system. How has that transition been, and what do you think of Coach Young so far?
It's awesome. You know, like, it's just been so good to be in the gym with him and to learn his perspective. his kind of the way he looks at this game. And, you know, I really dig it. Like, I think it's a cool style, and he just is such an expert in this field, you know, and it's cool to learn.
How do you describe the style? If someone asks you, how do you guys play?
Yeah, we play fast, and we play we're looking for each other on the one more pass. And, you know, the other thing I need to add, make sure there, is we're long. Like, our wingspans are long and all across the board. And so just using that as our, one of our key things is good. And that's kind of his philosophy, and that's what he preaches every day, is we need to use what we have, and that's our length.
So now you're in the grind, multiple games a week, and it starts now, and I'm sure you're excited to get back on the floor Friday night for UC Riverside. But being back in the building in a near full house, almost 17,000 fans in the stand for this game tonight, no better feeling, right?
No, it's like just sitting there and looking around before the game starts. Like, it's just such a feeling to be back. It's 17,000 at a game one is incredible.
Richie, I love seeing you on the floor, and your game looks really good right now. How do you feel physically and state of your game?
No, I feel good. I got a long way to grow and to go, like to get better, you know. But just I'm happy with where I am, and I'm excited to continue to get better and to become more of an expert at this game.
Okay, the last thing for you for real, as we say goodbye to you. This team comes out of Conway, Arkansas. Explain to our listeners the Saunders family connection to this team out of Conway, Arkansas, the UCA Bears.
Yeah, my beautiful wife, Sierra. So she's from Arkansas, not quite in Conway, but her dad grew up in North Little Rock and ended up being on the practice team.
At UCA?
Exactly, at Central Arkansas. So, you know, I know they were watching. Barry Johnson was playing hard in these gyms. Yeah, it was a cool little connection there.
I love it. Shout out to Barry. All right, Richie, we'll do this again. Great to have you back, and great to have you on. Well
done.
Thank you. All right, that's Richie Saunders, who scored 16 points with 8 rebounds, part of BYU's 88-50 win over UCA, the Central Arkansas Bears. All right, Coach Kevin Young coming up on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show, coming to you from courtside here at the Marriott Center after BYU's 88-50 win over Central Arkansas. The BYU Creamery ice cream is delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu, serving sweet memories for 75 years. Well, year one of the Kevin Young era began tonight officially with this win. Coach Young joining us courtside on the headset. Coach, congrats on number one.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, it's good to get that one under the belt. And experienced the crowd for the first time, for real. But it was a fun night.
Did they win the way you want to play?
I think for the most part, yeah. I mean, there was defensively, you know, we got off to a bit of a slow start. You know, had some busted coverages and so forth. But, you know, I thought we cleaned it up fairly nice. You know, I think we moved the ball, which is something that we're going to try to do every night. I love the way we crashed the glass offensively. You know, the shot selection, we got up quite a few threes, and that's a product of guys trying to play together. And so there was a lot of things to like from that standpoint.
How do you prepare? I mean, what's your style as a coach? And as far as preparing, you had Central Arkansas tonight. What's the scout? What's the responsibility? And what do you like to implement as far as working on a specific team before the actual game?
Yeah, this one was tricky just because of, you know, new coach. New players, you know, not a ton of, you know, film on them. So this one was a little different. You'll have more to dive into for our next opponent and then moving forward as well. But, you know, I've got my assistant coaches assigned to specific teams where they dive into a lot of their previous games, and we put the game plan together with that film, and then we put a lot of time and effort into how we can streamline it for the players, you know, try to you know, not make them remember everything, but just stick to what we feel like is most important to go out there and to get the win. And, you know, that process just started tonight, and it'll just take shape over the next, you know, couple of months.
In our pregame chat tonight, you said that Yegor had been talking to you just yesterday about, like, are you kind of okay with the fact that he wasn't a huge scorer in the exhibition part of the season? And you're like, kind of like, you be you, do what you do. But tonight he goes out and decides to score, he's going to score 18 points too.
Yeah, I mean, they went under some pick and rolls where he was able to make them pay from three. Yeah, that's what's great about him. He has a super high basketball IQ. You know, the way teams guard him, he's able to read the court. You know, they were throwing different looks at his zone, man, switching, so forth. So he's just got a great feel, and I actually really liked kind of the chip on his shoulder, you know, kind of capped off with that dunk he had in transition, and just you like to see that swagger out of a young guy. Was that got me fired up.
No BYU player making his debut had ever had as many as 11 assists in a game until tonight.
Pretty good one to have that record under his belt. You know, I think we're all in for a, you know, a treat this season in terms of just watching him play. And the guys like playing with him, you know, which to me is probably the most important thing because he's so unselfish and he's such a good guy.
You do have some youth. They're pretty spectacular youth, but Richie had a nice game. Foos is always very good. Obviously, Dallin not playing tonight. But how important is it to have that kind of veteran leadership on a team with so many young guys?
It's wildly important. You know, I think I talked about it, you know, early days of taking the job, of just how that was the number one priority to get those guys back here. We're going to rely on them heavily. You know, many of them have set the tone in different ways, and they've all been really good. And it's just, you can trust those guys from a coaching standpoint, and I think their teammates, you know, trust them quite a bit as well.
Okay, comprehensive win for BYU tonight, 88-50 over John Shulman's Central Arkansas Bears. He'll take his team to Salt Lake and play the U on Thursday. BYU gets ready for UC Riverside on Friday. We'll come back with closing comments from Coach Kevin Young. BYU 88, UCA 50, our final on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, closing segment of the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Greg and Mark with Coach Kevin Young. Let's get to our Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs evaluation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. And we're going to go off the offensive rebound second chance point number tonight. Doubling up UCA on the offensive glass, Coach, 20-10, turning into a 23-2 second chance points advantage.
Yeah, no, that's something I'm very big on, have been for a long time. Our guys carried it over well tonight. You know, I mean, I said it a second ago, but, you know, at the end of the day, this thing's really just a math equation. You know, we got 18 more shots than they did, and so the way you do that is you get more rebounds and you turn the ball over less. And, you know, we did those two things tonight, and I'm hoping that that'll be a real staple of our program while I'm here.
You know, Coach Foos has been a little injured. He played tonight. I'm just kind of curious, what's your kind of plan for Foos? Obviously, he's a great scorer, back to the basket. I don't know if that's something you like to do to get post touches, but how do you utilize a guy like Foos that's so good around the hoop?
Yeah, I mean, he's a calming force for us. You know, we were a little concerned about their post double teams that we thought they would do, which they didn't much. So he'll have his opportunities down there to you know, settle us down when he gets those post touches. You know, wasn't as much the flavor tonight, but not only that, you know, I think he's very underrated as just a offensive hub up top as a playmaker. I think he's really good. You know, when the play breaks down, you can hit him and kind of cut off him, and you know, he can make passes and get to some of that DHO action. So he'll be good. I mean, him and Cabe both were coming off of you know, some slight injuries, so I had a quick trigger with both of them, trying to, you know, just get them short runs and try to work their way back into shape.
Cabe goes 6-10 tonight, by the way. It's his fifth career double-digit rebounding effort, and his team has won every game that he's had 10 or more rebounds in a game. Well, tonight was kind of a guessing game with UCA. You didn't have much. How grateful are you now to have a game of UC Riverside film from their Oregon game to go actually watch and study and get ready for Friday's game plan?
No, it's going to be great. I mean, that's something I just, you know, got very comfortable doing in the NBA, was just watching the other team putting game plans together. You do it so much in the league, and so I'm really, really looking forward to diving into what happened in that game against Oregon, and try to give our guys a really good and tight game plan.
Another guy that stood out to me tonight, Coach, that pleasantly, was Mihailo. I thought he played terrific, showing some real athleticism from his size. And I understand now he's cleared to go. Is that a tough process? And what do you think of his progress?
Yeah, I mean, it was just a process. I don't know if it was tough. I mean, we wouldn't have brought him over here if we didn't think he was going to be ready to play. And so it was more of a check the boxes type of deal. Felt good about it the whole time. But he's smart. He's smart. He knows how to play. He moves the ball. He can drive and kick. He can make an open shot. He can rebound. I think he's versatile defensively. So I think he's going to help us in a lot of different areas. I thought tonight he was actually the one that kind of settled the game down there in the first half and came in and really gave us really good minutes.
A lot of great numbers tonight. One of the best, though, is 16,941.
Man, I mean, it's just – you just can't take it for granted. I remember I was looking down when they were shooting free throws on that end and just looked up, and I was like, how in the world can you make a shot when you got all that craziness going on behind you? But
they can't, usually.
Yeah.
They finally made a free throw.
Now, by the way, before that last free throw make, between the Colorado Christian game and tonight, it was 0 for 12 to that end before the final free throw was made.
I mean, incredible. I mean, just honestly, just a huge home court advantage here. Our guys talk about it a lot, even when we're out on the recruiting trail, it gets brought up a lot, so this place is, world renowned from that standpoint. We look forward to putting a good show on for them every time we step out there.
Finally, Coach, you've been a head coach before, but, collegiate Division I BYU win number one has to really resonate, doesn't it?
Even just hearing you say it in that fashion, it's cool. Long, windy road to get to this point. I'm just felt good. My mom and dad were here. My in-laws were here. My kids were here. My wife was here. So just a fun night for our family and hopefully the first of many, many.
Yes, it's a long road ahead, too, and we're excited to be on that road with you and the team and look forward to this season and all of the seasons that lie ahead. Coach, again, congratulations, and we'll see you back here on Friday.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Kevin Young, and that will do it for BYU basketball on this night that BYU defeats Central Arkansas by a final score of 88-50. Great stuff. Let's thank our crew back at BYU Radio before we say goodbye, Mark and me, and that would be our control board operator and editors, James Finlayson, along with Kaylee Rich and Kaylee Radford. Our coordinating producer is Terry South. Our studio host is Jason Shepard. Engineer, Barry Squires. Thanks to all of those folks back at BYU Radio. Appreciation, as always, goes out to BYU Basketball Media Relations Director Tyson Jex for his assistance. Steve East, his counterpart from Central Arkansas, was also very helpful. We thank Coach John Shulman for talking to us pregame, and of course you heard Coach Kevin Young pre- and postgame, along with Richie Saunders, tonight's Steel Man of the Game, Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game. That leaves us just the two guys on the headset here, Mark, and here we go. Season number 28 for us is underway. Season number one for Kevin Young is as well, and the Cougs do it in style tonight. So many fun things to observe and call and to have Cougar Nation enjoy along with us, and I'm looking really forward to this year.
Well, this was an important night for the world and America and for the BYU world. This was a memorable one for me. I'll always remember this night because it's the first win for Coach Young. And also, that's a pretty memorable performance from Yegor Damon. He was really special, and it's a lot to look forward to for this team. But one down and many more to go, but this was a fun one. I'll remember it.
Back with you on Friday night for BYU and UC Riverside, 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock tip. So, for Mr. Mark Durant, my name is Greg Rubel, thanking you all for tuning in and saying, in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good night and so long from Provo, Utah.
You've been listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Coverage of today's game has been brought to you by All Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, We Hear You, and by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. BYU Basketball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Shane Reese, Vice President Keith Vorkink, Athletic Director Tom Holmo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships, Casey Stauffer. BYU Basketball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans, and for the first time in the 2024-25 BYU men's basketball regular season, we welcome you courtside inside the Marriott Center on the BYU campus here in Provo, Utah, as tonight on this chilly November night, the Cougars officially tip off the Kevin Young era. It's game one for BYU's new head coach, with his Cougars hosting the Bears of Central Arkansas. Opening tap, and Kava slaps back to Yegor Demet. BYU into forecourt quickly. Nailed with an open three. Pulls, fires, and scores just like that.
Wow. Well, it wasn't an alley-oop dunk, but I'll take it as Central Arkansas tried to pressure BYU and paid for it.
Trevin, cross-court, Yegor left side. Yegor on the arc left wing. Yegor will jump it outside three and knock it down! Yegor for three. The Cougs have their second Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer. Jersey number three knocks down the three. BYU up 6-0. Straight away, Seixas. Pardon me, Cato will bring it out to the right wing. Now Cato backs down on Yegor. Turnaround jumper blocked by Cannon Catchings. The help side came across and swatted it.
Yeah, Cato didn't see Catchings lurking. Man, they've got all the looks they want.
Every shot BYU's taken has been a three-pointer. This one's not. Richie will drive, scoop, and score. Richie Saunders driving off the window. 8-5. BYU's up three. Demet, step back, triple. Yes. Yegor for three. Didn't do a lot of scoring in the preseason and exhibition tilts, but he's scoring well to open this one. Cannon Catchings for three the other way. And that's our first cannon fire of the night. Three-pointer from Catchings, and BYU's up four, 16-12. Steps back and now drives on Catchings, and it's a shot clock expiration on the shot block by Cannon Catchings.
Yeah, he had nowhere to go with it, and Cannon's got about 8 inches on him, so he was just waiting for the shot and timed it perfectly.
Saunders Mag. Mag baseline back out to Richie on the arc left. Richie gets into the paint, little float, score! Richie Saunders. But points 3 and 4, and BYU's lead is 4. At 18-14. Demin, the Russian. Nice pass left corner. Richie for three. Knocks it down. Off the assist from Yegor Demin. Richie scores off the assist from Yegor. Lobs it up for Kata, who drops it over the rim for two. Yegor will drive right to the rim. Lay it up and in. And the foul chance for a three-point play for Yegor Demin. He's got 8 points.
Scoring, passing, and then, oh my goodness. Offensive rebound off a missed free throw dunk. I don't know that I've ever seen that before. Have you ever seen that before?
Kava Kata just threw down the missed free throw from Yegor Demian.
That was amazing.
Yegor steps into the paint, finds Richie in the left corner. Saunders gets right to the rim. Finger roll score. Richie Saunders has 9 to lead all BYU scorers now. Yegor Demian. Demian leads the break. Transition triple. Dawson. No. Opposite rebound. Richie. Low to Mihailo. Off the window. Good. The score from Boskovic. The assist goes to Richie Saunders. Oh, nice reach steal by Yegor. Yegor in the forecourt right side.
Foose.
Underhand. Foose. Scoop and score. Another beautiful assist from Yegor Demian. His third assist and make it fourth assist of the first half. Richie Saunders surveys top of the key, right wing Mihailo. Mihailo will jump into the paint. Little one-foot runner. Yes! Settles in nicely. Mihailo Moskovic has 4. And the Cougar lead back up to a game-high tying 16-35-19. Now goes right wing to Demet. Yegor crossover, runs his man into a screen, lobs it up, and a throwdown for Cannon Catchings!
Well, as nice as that dunk was, I mean, Yegor is just looks fantastic tonight. What a play from Yegor. Put it right in the right spot.
On this possession, Yegor baseline out of bounds to the angle or to the right of the standard. No look left corner. Nell for three. Knocks it down. Trevin Nell. BYU now by 19 for the first time tonight. And give the assist to who else?
Yeah, and everybody, I mean, he gives a look off to make that happen. He knew where he was going. He never looked at Trevin Nell.
Yegor into the paint. Yegor right to the rim and throws it down with the right hand. Yegor Demi.
Man, this is impressive what he's doing. I mean, every part of his game is on point.
Out of the trailer, Saunders. Saunders gets into the alley. Stops the left block. Straight away, Yegor for three. Why not? Why not? 13 points here in the first half to lead all scorers. Yegor Demin putting on a show.
I guess he can score, I guess. I mean, he's doing it all.
A miss, the rebound to Saunders. That'll be at halftime. BYU 46, Central Arkansas 23. An early three, but the Cougs grab the offensive rebound. Lob up, throw down! Yegor the alley-oop! Finish from Cannon Catchings! He can do it inside, he can do it outside. Cannon Catchings! Cannon fire from three on the left side. And the Cougs now lead it by 26 for the first time, 51-25. 90 seconds in, BYU's up 26. Left corner, Richie from Yegor for three. For Richie, three-pointer number two, and I think that's going to be assist number nine for Yegor. Down the right side of the lane, right corner to Catchings. Angle right, Yegor for three. Yes, Yegor! 16 to lead all scorers. His fourth three of the night. 16 points, 9 assists, 3 rebounds, 1 helper away from a double-double.
And a steal.
Damien driving. Dunking! 59-29, BYU by 38. Yay for Yegor! He's doing it all.
Forget Trump and Harris. My vote goes to Yegor.
Last BYU freshman to score 20 in his BYU debut was TJ Hawes. Yegor's at 18. Richie is at 16, a three-pointer right wing. So 18 and 10, double-double for Damien.
I gave it to him.
And so that ties the all-time assist record for a BYU debut. 64-33, BYU by 31. Crossover Yegor drive kick for assist number 11. Yes! Off the three-pointer from the Wood Mag. No BYU players ever had 11 assists in his Cougar debut until tonight. Crawford comes to meet with a 20-second shot clock. 9:30 game clock and BYU up big. Elijah Boskovich for three. Pull, fire, score. Mihailo Boskovich with seven on 3-for-4 from the floor. 1-for-2 from three. The Cougs make it 30 again, 71-41. Boskovich will drive the lane. Reverse lane. Oh! Good! Mihailo!
High and low and scored it on the reverse.
Just soaring in from the right baseline. Took it beneath the hoop and the reverse lay-in, making it 73-41. BYU by 32. And Mihailo Boskovich now with nine. Listen. Three-pointer left corner. Cannon Catchings knocks it down.
Cannon just doing his thing. I mean, he's got 13. He's looked terrific. Everybody getting in the act.
Foose collects and lays off the window.
Yeah, I still want to see that. I mean, he's just too good to not give him five or six touches like that a game.
Thought about Mihailo on the pick and pop. Instead, take it down the lane, cuff it, and hand back to Mihailo. Mihailo will drive it, free throw line, pass left, Catchings for three off a drift. And yes, he knocked it down. Cannon Catchings just sliding to his left and elevates for three. Cannon makes it 83-44. BYU's lead is now 39, and Catchings has 16 points, 4-for-10 from deep. They're running outside the arc now. Baker to Yegor. Yegor for three, strong on it. Offensive rebound. Stick back score. Elijah Crawford elevates and bounces it off the window. 86-45. BYU by 41 for the first time tonight. 1:51 to play.
Yeah, that was pretty.
For Crawford, his first two. Another player gets onto the score sheet. That's 10 Cougars to score. So, the first game of the Kevin Young era, one to remember in a lot of ways. Yegor Demin, the star of the show, more assists than any BYU player ever, making his BYU debut. 11 helpers to go with 18 points. Yegor pacing BYU with an 88-50 win over UCA. This season is underway with a W here at the Marriott Center. Good stuff.